And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we got set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Morningside. Another tough game for the Broncos. Hastings currently sitting 8-2 in the season, 14-5 overall. Morningside 7-2 and 13-6. Coach, we went on the road to begin the conference season way back in November and beat this team up in Sioux City, but this is going to be another tough team to handle today.
Oh, no question about it. Morningside's always one of the most hard-nosed teams in the league. They get after it. They play hard on defense. They attack you on offense. So we'll need to be ready to go. You know, we talked a lot this morning about, hey, it's 0-0. Wednesday night is over because obviously that was a crazy game with lots of twists and turns. But now we got to dial in and focus in on Morningside.
Yeah, we start the season, so to speak, over again in the conference. We play all the teams now, again, just opposite of what we did before. Feeling good after the first round of the conference?
Well, I think we've done a lot of things well. I think our kids have persevered in a number of games where we've been down, and it looks like we're out, and they just keep hanging in there and find a way to get it done. You know, at Wesley, we were down 12 with about 10 minutes left, found a way to get into overtime and win the ball game there. Midland the other night, obviously, was truly a miracle. I mean, yeah, I think people probably thought, hey, this game's over. Midland's really good. It's hard to come back against a team like that. And our guys found a way. They persevered. So with that said, there's still lots of little areas of execution that we can continue to get better at.
Down by 15 points against Midland the other night. How did we win that basketball game?
Well, you know, I think it started with stops. You know, they had 49 points at halftime. And truly, they had some guys that came in the game that haven't played a lot that hit some three-pointers. So they were 9 of 15 from the arc at halftime. Second half, I think we did defensively a really good job because we held them to, you know, 31, 32, 33 points somewhere in that vicinity. And so that gave us an opportunity. Then we started scoring the ball in different ways. You know, Brady Lohman gets to the free throw line a lot, gets an attacking disposition because Brady was uncharacteristically struggling a little bit from the field, but he's smart enough to understand, okay, then I got to get in the lane. I got to get to the line. It was 14 of 14 from the line. And I think our guys, the two things we talked about, they had confidence and they had courage. Because when you're down 15 to Midland with 11 minutes, you have to have confidence. Then you have to have the courage to do something about it.
Did you have confidence that this team could come back the way we were playing in that ball game until about halfway through the second half?
Oh, that's a great question because, you know, when it's happening, you really don't think about that. You just plug away and you're trying to find out a way that you can help your team. And, you know, Coach Rader and Coach Ball on the sideline doing the same thing, you know, with suggestions and whatnot. So I think you always have confidence because our guys work hard and they believe in the things we're doing. And so we know we can come back. We'd rather not get in that position, although we seem to be getting in that position quite often.
Brent Wells hits the three-pointer to force the overtime session and gets the big free throw at the end to win the thing. Had a great night, a memorable night for him.
You got to be happy for Wellesley because that guy just comes to work every day. He's truly blue-collar. He never complains. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're saying to him. He looks you straight in the eye, and he just nods his head, and he's going to go do the job. So a lot of confidence in his ability. Obviously, you know, we talked about he hasn't taken a lot of threes. We talked about in high school he was a good three-point shooter and had the confidence, was ready, knocked the shot down. Couldn't be happier for a young man.
Yeah, that was only a second three-pointer he's made all season long, and that was the one that forced the overtime session.
Well, it was an interesting story there because when he had four fouls and the ball came across and Flynn had the ball, number 34, and I said to Wells, I said, you need to foul him. You know, he goes, Coach, I got four. He said, doesn't matter at this point, 10 seconds left, because he gave it off to Gully, who's an 88% free throw shooter. And so Wells, he's such a great guy. After the game, he says, Coach, I knew I couldn't foul there because I knew I was going to hit that three-pointer at the end. So had a little bit of fun with that. But, yeah, truly just a guy that comes to work every day.
Guy that was kind of questionable even to play in the game was Tobin. He injured his knee against Nebraska Kearney, but he comes through and has a great night, 26 points in that contest.
Tobin really did. Tobin's a tough matchup. You know, he can shoot it from outside. He can go inside. He had Jalen Heisier on him, so we felt like we could get him down in the post. He got some good post touches, finished around the rim. And even in overtime, he got a great look at the end from the baseline, 4 or 5 feet, missed it. And Wellesley went all the way from ball side wing to the backside. Nobody boxed him out, and he just wanted the ball more than the other guy and got it and then got fouled and got to the free throw line.
Well, he gets more of those 50-50 balls, I think, than anybody else on the team, doesn't he?
He does. I mean, he has the mindset. He said in the newspaper that he believes that every shot is a pass to him, and he goes after it. Zelina's the same way. Zach goes after every ball. And so we've got two guys that are just relentless on the glass, and we just are happy that they're on our team.
Now it's Morningside here this afternoon at home. As we said, we make our second trip to the conference. When we see a team for the second time, how do we adjust to that?
Well, I think, number one, you got to execute. I mean, there's some little tweaks that you can do, but it still comes down to, you know, are you in a defensive stance? Are you jumping to the ball? Are you boxing out when the shot goes up? Because we won the rebounding battle the first time in Sioux City, 37-35, and we've got to do more of the same today. If you look at the game film from the first time, our energy level was really, really high. We were really dialed in on taking away their tendencies, and we have to do more of the same today.
You saw the game film from back at the beginning of the conference. Where have we improved the most? When you put that in the projector and watch that, where have we improved the most?
Oh, I think now we're starting offensively. I think we're getting better. I think our screening is better. I think our cutting's better. Our guys are getting comfortable playing with each other because we had new pieces. You know, Akeem and Abu have given us a lift in a lot of different ways. Brandon Krause has been coming off the bench, and, you know, he played 20 minutes, and I thought played really, really well, especially defensively. His ability to guard a ball screen and to be athletic and long really helped us. So we've made improvements, I think, in just playing together and understanding what each other's strengths and weaknesses are.
One excited team that's got to Danny Rudine. He's one of the best in the conference.
He is. He's averaging 20 points a game. He's a tough matchup. The good news for us is we have Brett Wells, we have Zach Lina, and those guys are hard-nosed, and then they take a lot of pride in guarding you well. And so they'll make Danny's job hard today, but he'll also bring it and make it tough on us.
A couple of the guys that Hastings will be aware of today, Steve O'Neill and Tanner Miller, a couple of guys that is pacing this team.
Yeah, you know, O'Neill's really, really played well, has shot it well, has put it on the floor well. We got to do a good job with him, and we talk a lot about Morningside closing to the shot because these guys can really shoot the ball. You know, they played St. Thomas early in the year and went 10 of 20 from the arc, and you've got to get to the shot. We did that the first time, and we've got to continue to do that.
This is the team that's number two in the conference in three-pointers made, so maybe definitely extending out. We got to guard the arc today.
Oh, no question about it. I mean, if you're closing out on a guy, unless it's one of their bigs, your thought pattern has to be, hey, get to the shot first, be there on the catch. And, you know, our guys have had a couple days to work on that, a couple days of reminders, but they're smart players. They understand that they need to get there.
Why were we successful the first time around?
Number one, I think our energy was really good. I think we were dialed in. You know, we went down on that particular trip the same day. We played a 7 o'clock game. And on the bus, I think our guys were focused. We got close to there. Our guys started talking about the game, getting out their scouting reports, things like that. We stepped on the floor. We were ready from start to finish because we had a nice lead in that game. We got some transition baskets, but Morningside cut it down late. Akeem made two big free throws late in the game. So, again, a lot of belief and a lot of confidence and just being dialed in and ready to go.
We attack them the same way the second time around?
Hopefully we attack them efficiently because we did that the first time. You know, and there's an obvious difference. You know, the first time Dylan Flynn was playing, and Dylan just does a great job. I mean, you know, his feel for the game and stuff, and he's not playing today. And our guys have done a great job stepping up. We've had people step up. You know, we started Zach and Brett, so we're undersized inside, but we're not out-toughed because those two guys are really hard-nosed guys. And Boo has played really well off the bench, giving us minutes. So we've got to continue to do the similar things that we did. A lot of it is just, again, execution of fundamentals for 40 minutes.
Okay, coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Frell Arena, as we get set for the men's ball game here today between Hastings and Morningside. Got the final scores in on the women's side of things earlier today. Hastings again beating Morningside by a score of 64-55. Doan is taking care of Dort today, winning by a score of 67-62. Concordia 79 and Briarcliff 63. Dakota Wesleyan beats Nebraska Wesleyan today by a score of 79-65, and we're still waiting for the final result on Mount Marty and Midland today. So Hastings picking up a big win in the opener, 64-55 over the Morningside Mustangs. Good ball game shaping up here on the men's side of things as well. Hastings College coming in, ranked number 19 in the country. The Broncos are coming off with their big win the other night over Midland, winning by a score of 94-93 in overtime. As we talked in the pregame show with the coach, Hastings down by 15 points in the second half of that ball game and come back to win that thing. Brent Wells hit a jumper by at the buzzer to send the game into an overtime session. And then Wells was fouled with 1.7 seconds to play in the ball game, and he went to the free throw line to hit one out of two. And Hastings wins that ball game over Midland on a score of 94-93. Midland was the ninth-ranked team in the country, so Hastings picking up an upset victory on Wednesday night. Now they'll try to duplicate that here this afternoon against this Morningside team. This is the team that Hastings beat earlier this season up in Sioux City by a score of 78-74. But it's a very good basketball team we'll see here today from Morningside. They have won their last four games in a row. Their latest has been an 82-77 win over Dakota State in a non-conference affair. Their last conference game, they beat Doan 89-84. Also during this stretch, a 100-96 win over Dort, and they beat Briar Cliff 79-73. Their two conference losses have been to Hastings 78-74 and to Midland 83-77. Morningside, a team that also took a trip down to Florida during the Christmas holiday break, and they actually played the same team that Hastings played, St. Thomas. That's the team that Hastings lost to, and Morningside beat St. Thomas down there in Florida by the score of 86-78. Morningside number four in the conference as far as scoring points. They're averaging 84.1 points per ball game. Hastings is averaging 81 points per game. Morningside is seventh in the conference in defensive scoring average. They're giving up 76.8 points per ball game. Hastings is giving up 75.1. Danny Rudine is the guy that Hastings will have to stop here today. Rudine scored 15 points the first time that the Broncos faced him up in Sioux City. Rudine is the second leading scorer in the conference, averaging 20.3 points per ball game. And he is also number three in the conference as far as three-point percentage. He is knocking down 47% of his trays this year. And he's number four in the conference in the amount of three-pointers made, as Danny Rudine is the hot shooter for Morningside, averaging 20.3 points per ball game. We'll get to the starting lineups now, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For Morningside today, it'll be Danny Rudine, a 6'3" and senior from Sioux City. To mention, Rudine is averaging 20.3 points and 5.1 rebounds per game. He's also averaging 3.3 assists, and he has scored 33 points in one of his ball games this year against Nebraska Wesleyan. So Danny Rudine will be the hot shooter for Morningside. The other starter in the backcourt is going to be 6'1" junior Stephen O'Neill from Council Bluffs. O'Neill is averaging 12.8 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. He's also averaging 4.5 assists per ball game. Jared Colebush is a 6'5" sophomore out of Lincoln. He is averaging 8 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Tanner Miller is a 6'1" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Miller is averaging 9.4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Just over 2 assists and just under 1.8 steals per ball game for Morningside. And the other starter will be Kyle Nickel, a 6'6" sophomore out of Pella, Iowa. Nickel had a good ball game against Hastings the first time around as he scored 12 points. He's averaging 12.9 points per ball game. He's averaging 6.2 rebounds per game. He is number two in the conference in field goal percentage. The head coach for Morningside is Jim Sykes, who spent some time here at Hastings College. Now the head man at Morningside. The Mustangs are 13-6, 7-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. In Hastings College, they are 14-5 on the season, 8-2 in the conference, ranked number 19 in the NAIA Division II poll this week. Broncos will start Akeem Morrison, 5'11" and senior from Delray, Florida. Morrison averaging 4 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, 6'4", and he's senior out of Elba, Nebraska. Wells is averaging 8 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Wells is now third in the conference as far as steals are concerned, averaging 1.6 per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" and senior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Lohman is averaging 20 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Lohman is the third best scorer in the conference this week. He's also averaging 3.4 assists per ball game. Also getting a start for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald, 6'4" and a junior out of Lincoln, averaging 10.8 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. He had 27 the other night against Midland. Zach Lena, 6'5" and a junior out of Omaha, the other starter. Lena is averaging 7 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. Jumping things up will be Nickel for Morningside. Jumping things up for Hastings will be Zach Lena. Ball is in the air, and the tip is controlled by Hastings. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. Ball game is underway. Hastings College and Morningside for the second time here for the 2013-2014 season. Morrison has got the ball on the wing. Here on the left side, bounce pass goes down to Zach Lena on the baseline. Open, takes the shot. It's up there. Good. Zach Lena cans a 15-footer off the left baseline, and Hastings grabs the early lead. The guy left Lena alone there, and Zach took the shot and right down through the hole. 2-0, Hastings with the lead. Morningside has got the ball as they work with it on the far side. Bounce pass goes inside to Nickel, puts it up there right-handed. His shot's going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up here at the free throw line. A shot by Rudine. That's going to be no good. Offensive rebound, foul shot good. Kyle Nickel gets the offensive board and a putback, so Morningside had three shots of the hole there. And finally they convert to tie the score at 2 points apiece. Here's Zach Lena with the ball on the near sideline. Lena holds it. Cross-court pass goes to Morrison on the wing. Cranks up the three ball. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Lena grabs it. Reverse layup underneath the basket. His shot no good. We got a foul called. Personal foul is going to go on Hastings. So the Broncos missing the shot there. The personal fouls will be whistled here on Brent Wells of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number one on the Broncos. So Morningside will come back with the ball. This is going to be Tanner Miller. Races it back the other way. Tanner Miller moves it over here on the near sideline as Hastings College has got the man-to-man defense out there. Here's Danny Rudine in three-point territory. They're working inside to O'Neal. Now down at the baseline, and the foul is going to be called. No, he stepped out of bounds down there. Morningside steps out of bounds to a turnover on the Mustangs. We're tied up at 2 points apiece. Hastings and Morningside in men's college basketball here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Akeem Morissette bringing the ball into the forecourt. They get it to Tobin Reinwald. Back outside now. The Lohman is shot for three. Is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lena. Lena's the sixth best rebounder in the conference. He's got a couple of rebounds here. Here's the pass. They get it to Morissette. Akeem will reset the offense. Here's Tobin from the corner. His shot is up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald knocks down a three ball. Hastings is out on top by a score of 5-2. Running back the other way is Rudine. He takes it to the hole and scores. Hastings slow and getting back on defense. Here's Akeem Morrison back the other way. Now to Lohman. His shot from the elbow is going to be up there. No good. Wells grabs the rebound, then tries to knock it off of a defender. It's not successful. And here comes Rudine back the other way from Morningside. Danny Rudine with the ball back outside. Tanner Miller. Miller sends it to Rudine. His shot from 17 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zach Lena here in the backcourt. Lena gets it away to Akeem Morrison. Here come the Broncos. 5-4 the score. Hastings out on top by one. Morningside in a man-to-man defense. Here's a shot down by Tobin Reinwald. Good on the short right baseline. He's got 5 points early. Hastings out on top now by a score of 7-4. Here's Steve O'Neal with the ball. Steve O'Neal drives it down the right side of the lane. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds. He ran right into Zach Lena. And O'Neal loses the ball out of bounds. That's his second turnover on the Mustangs here in the ball game. Here comes Keithan Karn into the contest now for Morningside. Keithan Karn is a 6'3" and sophomore out of Omaha. Coming out is going to be Steve O'Neal. So Keithan Karn in there now. 17.5 minutes to play in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 7-4. Lohman has got it. Bounce pass goes to Wells. Now to Akeem Morrison on the right sideline. Morrison sends it deep in the corner to the right side. Lohman has got the ball. Circles around, drives it toward the hole. Contact made, and we got a foul called. Lohman put up the shot, went down through the hole, but it would not count. Personal foul is going to be called on Keithan Karn. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on Morningside here in this first half of play. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Broncos with an early three-point lead. They lob it in the lane there to Reinwald. Twisting and turning. His shot is up there and in. Tobin Reinwald off to another great start today. He's got 7 out of the 9 points at 27 the other day against Midland. Hastings College has got the lead here early. 9-4 is the score. Here's Danny Rudine down on the baseline now to Colebush. He drives. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. Colebush is knocked down. Reinwald picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Tobin Reinwald picks up his first foul. Team foul number two on the Broncos. And that's going to send Jared Colebush to the free throw line. Colebush is a 54% foul shooter in the season. He's 19 out of 35 from the foul line this year, averaging 8 points and about 4.8 rebounds per game. Jared Colebush at the stripe. It's up there, and his shot is good. Colebush knocks one down from the charity stripe. 6'5" and sophomore out of Lincoln. Here comes a boo fall into the ball game now for Hastings. Lena will come to the bench. 16:52 to play in the first half, 9-5. Hastings out on top. Here's Colebush, his second free throw. That one hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. So he gets the roll. Colebush with a couple of points now. 9-6. Hastings with the lead. There's Morissette deep in the right corner. Morissette dribbling with the ball. Comes out to Reinwald. Across the top, down to Woolman. Left side, Brent Wells has got it. Brent Wells dribbling with the ball to the top of the key. Flips it here to Akeem Morissette. 18 on the shot clock. Morissette to Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended. Lob pass down low to Wells. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. And Brent Wells will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. Personal foul going to be whistled here on Kyle Nickel, and that's going to be his first foul. Team foul number two on Morningside. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. He was the hero on Wednesday night with that three-pointer to send that ball game into overtime against Midland. That hit one of two free throws with 1.7 seconds to play to win the ball game. Hastings knocking off Midland University the other night. First shot by Wells and the free throw line is good. Hastings College has got the lead. Is now 10-6. Next shot is up there. That one is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Nickel. Nickel hands the ball away. Here come the Mustangs. Tanner Miller has got the ball. Out races Akeem Morris onto the goal. The shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald down the right sideline for Hastings. Cross court pass to Woolman. Woolman takes off, moves it down to the baseline. It's cut off immediately there by Nickel. Here's a Boo fall back out to Akeem Morissette. Morissette looks, clears out the right side. Now takes it to the right sideline. Morissette on the dribble. Now takes it to the top of the key on the dribble. Reverses the ball. Now to Wells on the wing on the right side. Down in the corner to Woolman. Woolman fakes. He puts up a shot from 17. That's off of the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside. Jared Kolbusch with the rebound. Gets it away to Danny Rudine. Rudine moves it over to the far sideline. Now to Tanner Miller. Back out to Rudine. Second leading scorer in the conference. Rudine from the elbow. Shot's going to be blocked down by Tobin Reinwald from behind. Tobin gets the ball down to Akeem Morissette. Back to Tobin in the corner. 4-3. It's off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Kolbusch. Jared Kolbusch to the far sideline. Tanner Miller has got the ball. Tanner Miller, not a Kolbusch, not a Rudine, and a foul is going to be called here on Wells. Brent Wells is hit with a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. They're going to the free throw line. Nope, no foul shots here. We're going to have a Morningside playing the ball in. Here comes Jake Hamburger in the ball game now for Hastings. Zach Lena is going to come in. Also checking in for Morningside will be Bryce Cook. So it's going to be Steve O'Neill inbounding the ball now for Morningside as O'Neill is back into the ball game. O'Neill with the ball comes out here to Danny Rudine in three-point territory around the screen. There's a pass down low, grabbing the ball, shooting and missing. Rebound again inside. A shot is up there. That's going to be no good. A shot taken by Andrew Christian is into the ball game as he misses both of those shots. And the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Down to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is loose. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Lena was over there and couldn't control it. It goes out of bounds. Morningside will play things in. We mentioned Jake Hamburger is into the ballgame now for Hastings. He spent some time up at Morningside earlier in his collegiate career before transferring down here to Hastings and then sitting out a year. And Jake has been with the Broncos last couple of years. Here's a shot taken from the far sideline by Karn. It's going to be no good from three-point territory. The battle for the rebound and a jump ball is going to be called. Brandon Krause had the rebound and he was tied up in the play there by Danny Rudine. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside, so the Mustangs will play things in down here. They're going to play it in baseline right side underneath their own basket. 14:52 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Morningside by a score of 10-6. Pass comes out here to Danny Rudine behind the screen. Danny Rudine moves it to the elbow, can't put up a shot. Now to Christian. Bounce pass over here to Karn. Back inside, his shot's going to be up and in. Spinning down the hole and getting the field goal there. It is going to be Bryce Cook. Bryce Cook scoring there for Morningside. It's a 10-8 ball game now. Hastings with a two-point lead. Broncos have the ball. For the basketball there is Brandon Krause. They give it away to Hamburger. Inside down to Abu. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled in the play. They work the ball inside to Abu. Fall. The big guy tries to stick it through the hole, but he is mauled in the play here. Andrew Christian picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Mustangs, and going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Abu Fall. Abu is 61% foul shooter in the season. He's 33 out of 54 from the foul line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll get one more. Abu Fall here for Hastings. 6'7", a senior from Dakar Senegal. As he will toe the mark for his second of two shots here. The Broncos have a two-point lead in men's college basketball. 10-8 to score. Abu Fall will stir up there. He's got a routine. Now he throws it up there, and he misses that one as well. So 0-for-2 from the free throw line. Now the ball is loose and is going to be picked up there by Steve O'Neill. Morningside has got the ball. Chance to pull ahead here with a three-point field goal. O'Neal on the left side of the floor moves it down there to Danny Rudin. Rudin behind his screen, can't put up a shot. Now top of the key, Christian has got it here against Hamburger. Steve O'Neal, bounce pass to Rudin. Far sideline, throws up a three. It's going to be no good. Rebound fall. Abu has got it for the Broncos. Here comes the Hastings College Broncos dressed in their white and crimson here this afternoon. Zach leading with the ball. Back out to Hamburger. Hamburger dribble penetration in the lane. Bounce pass goes to Abu. Abu forces up a shot. Good. Knocks one in. Out for the window. Abu falls. Gets his first field goal. And the Broncos now with a four-point lead. 12-8 to score. Here comes Morningside back with the ball. That's going to be Rudin again behind the screen. Danny Rudin, top of the key. Andrew Christian being hocked out here by Jake Hamburger. Christian gets away, runs into Abu, and decides to come back out into three-point territory to Rudin. Rudin down to Steve O'Neal. Dribble penetration down the left side of the lane. Now he's going to be tied up in the play, and a foul is going to be called. Looked like a jump ball in there, but then the official is calling the personal foul. It's going to go on Brandon Krause. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Broncos. Here comes Tobin Reinwald back into the ball game now. Lohman will come to the bench for a quick breather here. 12-8. Hastings out on top by 4 points. Steve O'Neal inbound the ball. He comes out here to Tanner Miller. His shot's going to be up there from three. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up by Hamburger. Jake has got it for Hastings running back the other way. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Now to Hamburger on the wing. Entry pass. They get it inside to Abu. Out to Reinwald. Free throw line. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Now to Brandon Krause. Drives the baseline. He's trapped there. Brandon Krause now gets away. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Morningside running down the far sideline. Here come the Mustangs with the ball. As they get it to Tanner Miller down in the baseline. Right side of three-pointer is put up there. In and out. No good. The shot taken by Christian. And the rebound comes down to Hamburger. Gets it ahead now to Tobin. He drives the baseline. Puts up a little one-hander. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Tanner Miller. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to O'Neal. He drives it against Krause. His shot good and he's fouled. Steve O'Neal gets a driving layup and one as Brandon Krause commenced a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Brandon Krause, team foul number five in the Broncos. Krause comes out. Here comes Morissant back into the ballgame. To the free throw line for Morningside will be Steve O'Neal. He's an 84% foul shooter in the season. He's 64 out of 76. Averaging 12 points per ball game. He scored 11 during the first meeting between these two teams. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Morissant back quickly for the Broncos, back in the offensive zone. 12-10 to score. Hastings with a two-point lead. There's Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended to the near sideline. Takes it down to the baseline. His running one-hander is up and in. Tobin Reinwald, the past month or so, has been unstoppable. He's got 9 points already here in the ballgame for Hastings. 12-17 to play. The Broncos out on top, 14-10. In this first half, here's Christian with the ball. Christian out here in 3 points here. It's waiting out of Ryan Tegmeyer who's into the ball game. Tegmeyer with the ball now on the wing on the right side. Picked up there by Reinwald. Tegmeyer, bounce pass, comes out here to Bryce Cook who's back into the ball game. Out to Andrew Christian. Over in the far sideline now to Tanner Miller. He penetrates, takes it all the way to the basket. His shot no good. Reinwald falls down. No foul called there. Rebound to Abu. Outlet pass goes to Akeem Morissant as he hustles into the forecourt here for the Broncos. Akeem goes to Abu. Abu takes it down to the baseline, spins out there, gets it to Zach Lina. Lina, left side of the lane, cross-court pass to Reinwald, not a hamburger to Akeem Morissant. Akeem holds the ball out to the free throw line to Lina, takes it down the left side of the lane, now to Abu. Abu from 10 feet away, his shot's way off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside, down the right sideline, tipped out of bounds there by Reinwald. Reinwald tips the ball out of bounds into the nickel seats on the far side. Coming back into the ball game for the Mustangs will be Kyle Nickel. 11:24 to play here in the first half. Hastings College has got the lead over Morningside. The score is 14-10. Morningside will play things in as they get it in here to Tanner Miller. Now to Steve O'Neal around the screen. Out of the far sideline. With the ball over there is going to be Ryan Tegmeyer. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense here as they hand the ball away to Tanner Miller. Comes across the top. There's a pass inside. It's going to be intercepted. Pass intercepted there by Abu Fall, now to Hamburger, to Reinwald, to Morissant. Morissant, to Tobin Reinwald, to Morissant, down in the right corner. Hamburger for three, shot no good. Ball tapped out of there. Morningside has got the ball out with pass to Steve O'Neal against Morissant, driving way up good. Steve O'Neal scores there for Morningside. He's got 4 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 2-point lead now. It's Hastings 14, Morningside 12, with 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Akeem Morissant for the Broncos, now to Zach Lina. Lina holds it back to Akeem. Free throw line extended right side. Takes the shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Tanner Miller. Morningside has got it on the break. Running back the other way to Cole Bush. Down in the corner, O'Neill loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. Goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touch there by the Morningside Mustangs and Steve O'Neill. So a turnover on Morningside. They're fourth of the ball game. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. The Broncos have the lead. It is 14-12. Hastings out on top. Broncos are 14-5 in the season, 8-2 in the conference after their win the other night against Midland. Trying to go back-to-back here this week with big victories in the G-Pack. Here's Lohman again on the baseline. Comes out to Hamburger. Hamburger sends it inside to Zach Lehner with his back to the basket. Now spins, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound loose, it goes out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be saved here. Saved here by Nicola Morningside. Gets it away to the far sideline. Dribbling with the ball is Tegmeyer. Takes it to the goal there against Lohman. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled into play. Ryan Tegmeyer gets the field goal to go down, and he is fouled into play. And the foul is going to be called here on Lohman. Brady picks up his first personal foul. So Ryan Tegmeyer goes to the free throw line now for Morningside. He's a 69% foul shooter on the season. 9 out of 13. This will be his first chance here at a free throw in this ball game. We're tied up at 14 points apiece. Shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. So Morningside misses on the opportunity to take the lead here in this one. Here comes Lohman back the other way for Hastings. Stops at the top of the key. Sends a pass right through the fingertips of Brent Wells out of bounds. Wings it down the right side of the lane and right to the fingertips of Brent Wells. That's going to be the first turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. Morningside will come back the other direction with 9:50 to play. Danny Rudine has got the ball now for Morningside. He'll work against Wells. Rudine fires up an NBA three. Shot good. Danny Rudine finds his spot on the floor there, and he knocks one down. Now we got a personal foul back the other way. A foul is going to be called here on Lohman in backcourt. Brady picks up his second personal foul. Morningside has now got the lead by a score of 17-14. 9 minutes and 39 seconds to play. Hastings with back-to-back turnovers here. And now it's going to be Tegmeyer inbounding the ball for the Mustangs. Gets it to Tanner Miller. Miller out here in three-point territory. Now to Rudine. Rudine takes off, drives it down the lane, goes for the basket. His shot is up there and in. Danny Rudine getting some penetration right to the goal. He's now got 7 points. Morningside has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 19-14 with 9.5 to play. Here in the first half, here's Hamburger. His short little jumper is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Hastings can't buy a basket all of a sudden. Here's a Tegmeyer with the ball. Drives it to the goal. His shot's going to be up there and in. Ryan Tegmeyer scores for Morningside, and Hastings calls a timeout as the Broncos have fallen behind now by 7 points after leading throughout much of the first 10 minutes of this ball game. 9 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score of Morningside 21, Hastings 14.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Get the results in women's play from earlier today. Hastings beating Morningside 64-55. It was Doan over Dort 67-62. Concordia beat Briar Cliff 79-63. And Dakota Wesleyan stopped Nebraska Wesleyan 79-65. Still waiting for a final result on Mount Marty at Midland. Those same teams are matched up with each other on the men's side of things as well. Dort has got the conference lead on the men's side at 10-1. Hastings sitting at 8-2 in second place. Morningside is third at 7-2. We've got Midland at 7-3 and Briar Cliff at 6-4. So some important ball games here for Hastings as we begin our second trek through the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this season. Broncos find themselves down by 7 points here, 21-14. Morningside right now in a 9-0 run over Hastings. Here's Zach Lena. His shot from 15 won't go. Rebound comes down to Kyle Nickel. Nickel gets the board down to Tanner Miller. Here come the Mustangs across the 10-second line. McKee Morrison comes out to pick up Tanner Miller. Now to Rudine here on the near sideline. Danny Rudine. Picked up by Wells. Back outside to Kolbisch for three. Shot is up there. No good. Morrison with the rebound. Akeem runs her back the other way down the right sideline to Brent Wells. He cuts it toward the goal. Jump pass over here to Hamburger. 4-3. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes out of Miller. Tanner Miller to the far sideline. Here come the Mustangs again. Kolbusch has got it. Kolbusch, not a Miller. He drinks a little traffic out here in 3-point territory. Hamburger running his grill defensively. Danny Rudine takes the handoff out here near the 10-second line. Rudini's got the ball behind his screen. Now comes over here to Tanner Miller. Now to Rudine. Sends it inside. Nickel. He drives it toward the goal against Lena. His shot is up there and in. Kyle Nickel scores. That's his second field goal of the ball game. It's now a 23-14 ball game. Morningside on an 11-0 run over Hastings College. Broncos are looking for a field goal here. Brent Wells goes over to Hamburger. Free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline. Hamburger holding on the ball against Rudine. Now to Zach Lena. To Akeem Morissette. Akeem's open, won't take the shot, dribbles inside. Bounces over here on the right wing. That's going to be Hamburger. Now he has the basketball stripped away. Picked up there, driving back the other way is Tanner Miller, and the ball's going to be slapped out of his hands out of bounds. So Hamburger initially lost the ball and then came back and made a nice defensive play on the ball at the other end as he denies the field goal attempt from Tanner Miller. Hastings with three turnovers in the ball game. It's going to be Hamburger checking out. Here comes Brandon Krause back into the ball game. Also checking in for Hastings will be Brady Woolman, and Akeem Morissette comes to the bench. 23-14. Morningside out on top here in this win over Hastings College. They will play things in. Kolbusch out of Rudine. He's going to drive the ball. Nice dish, but it's going to be slapped away. It's picked up by the Morningside Mustangs, though. Back outside to Tegmeyer. His shot for three from the top of the key. No good. We got a foul on the rebound. Zach Lena had it. He has fouled it a play here. Foul is going to go on Kyle Nickel. That's going to be a second. So an 11-0 run here by Morningside. Hastings still battling to try to find the range here the past couple of minutes. It's been a long dry spell. We were tied back there at 14 points apiece. In fact, Hastings had a 14-12 lead over Morningside, and the Mustangs have rattled off 11 straight points. There's another pass to the wing that's going to be intercepted. Coming back the other way, driving for the basket. His shot is up there. There's no good, but he's fouled in a play by Tobin Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald committing a personal foul. And now we got an injured Morningside Mustang. He ran into the bleachers that are right behind the basket here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That's Kolbusch. Jared Kolbusch. He intercepted the ball and then brought it back the other way. And he's going to have to be helped to the sidelines here by his teammates with 7:05 remaining here in this first half of play. Hastings is trailing in the contest by the score of 23-14. So Kolbusch is going to come to the sideline now for Morningside after taking a spill underneath the basket there for the Mustangs after stealing the ball and driving toward the goal. So Jared Kolbusch will now have to come to the sideline. He's going to have to check out. So shooting his free throws is going to be Andrew Christian. Andrew Christian is going to come into the ball game for Kolbusch. And Christian will get to go to the free throw line here for the Morningside Mustangs. And it looks like they're going to take Kolbusch right back to the locker rooms for the Mustangs. But Kolbusch taking a spill behind the basket here for Morningside. Now he's going to be up to the locker room. Now they're going to send Danny Rudine, who's going to step to the free throw line. Christian came into the ball game for Kolbusch. And now what are they going to have? They have Bryce Cook going to the free throw line. Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line. I don't think that's right either. Cook is a 47% foul shooter, so we'll take this. Bryce Cook to the free throw line here with 7:05 to play. Cook's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. You might know. Bryce Cook hits the free throw here for Morningside. That makes the score 24-14. A 10-point lead for the Mustangs. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So, again, Hastings will have to battle back from behind. It's been kind of the story the past couple of weeks. Came from 15 points down the other night against Midland to grab the win. Also down against Nebraska Wesleyan last week. Here's a Woman from the baseline. His shot is up and in. Woman scores. That's his first field goal of the ballgame. It occurs with under 7 minutes to play here in the first half. 25-16. And now here's a turnover on Morningside as they throw the ball away. 25-16. So Morningside went on a 14-0 run over Hastings here in the first half. They've got the lead now as the Broncos come back with the ball. They trot it across the 10-second line. Brandon Krause with it now. Brandon Krause goes over to Woolman on the wing on the right side. Woolman dribbling on the ball there. Woolman takes it into the paint, stops, puts up a shot. Good. Brady Woolman. How good is he? Brady Woolman, a couple of field goals now here in this ballgame when he warms up. Look out. Here's Danny Rudine with the ball. The Broncos are back to within 7. 25-18. Hastings trailing here in the ballgame. Now it's going to be slapped away again. Picked up by Lena. The fifth turnover on Morningside. Here's Woolman with the ball. Woolman gets the ball now to Brent Wells. Out to Brandon Krause. Down in the corner. Tobin Reinwald to Krause on the wing. Brandon Krause dribbling with the ball here at the top of the key. Brandon Krause has got it. Stops inside the free throw circle. That is Zach Lena to Brandon Krause. Brandon dribbling with the ball here. Now takes off. Spins in front of the free throw line. Nice dish over here to Wells. He drives a shot. No good, but he's fouled in the play. And it's going to be Wells going to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be called here on Andrew Christian. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Mustangs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brent Wells. 1 out of 2 from the line so far today. This is his only point in the ball game thus far. He'll toe the mark here. Wells looks up there, and his shot is going to be good. Wells will have one more. Brent scored 5 points in the first meeting between these two teams back at the end of November when Hastings went to Morningside and won in Sioux City by a score of 78-74. Wells will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is good. Nothing but twine for Brent Wells. And now head coach Jim Sykes of Morningside wants to call a timeout. Timeout on the floor. We'll take it right along with him here. 5 minutes and 54 seconds to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 25, Hastings 20.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings will play Concordia next Wednesday right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. There'll be a matchup of a couple of nationally ranked top 10 teams on the women's side of things again. 6 o'clock for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have the action here on your home and away voice of the Hastings College Broncos. 1230 KHAS pregame show begins at 5:45 on Wednesday. Next Saturday, Hastings will play in Sioux City against Briarcliff. So 25-20, Hastings down by 5 points here after leading in the first half by 4 points here against Morningside. Mustangs on a 14-0 run here in this first half of play. There's O'Neill. His shot from three is going to be no good. Long rebound. Woolman grabs the ball. Brady Woolman down the right sideline. Hastings can slice into the deficit right here. Brandon Krause takes the ball to the rack. His pass is going to be lost out of bounds. It was a tipped out. It was out of the fingertips of Brent Wells. So somebody for Morningside get their hands on it there. A break for Hastings. The Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Woolman will trigger things in. Reinwald right at the top of the three-point circle. Now to Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause at the top of the key. Now to Woolman here on the near side. Takes it down on the baseline. Woolman looks. Double team. Comes out here. Brandon Krause with the ball inside the circle. Now to Brent Wells from 15. His shot no good. Rebound lost out of bounds and a foul called. Lena was right there. We have a personal foul called. It's going to go on Morningside. Personal foul goes on Keithan Karn. That's going to be his second. Team check that. Bryce Cook is going to pick up the foul number 32 and not 22. That's going to be his first foul. Hastings will plant things in. There's a long-range jumper by Woolman from three. It's going to be no good. The ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and Morningside will plant things in. 5:06 to play here in the first half. The Hastings College women's basketball team picked up a win in the opener today over Morningside by a score of 64-55. Here's Danny Rudine with the ball now from Morningside. Drives it to the elbow. Sends it down in the corner. That's going to be Tanner Miller's off the baseline. Good. Tanner Miller scoring. He had 9 points in that first meeting between these two teams in Sioux City. It's now a 27-20 ball game. Morningside with a 7-point lead. Woolman with the ball on the wing on the right side. Woolman looks, gets it to Brent Wells. Wells out here in 3-point territory trying to crack this defense for Morningside. Landon Krause has got the ball right side of the lane. Comes out to Tobin. He drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Fall away jumper is up there. Good. Tobin Reinwald scores again. Tobin has got 11 out of the 22 points that Hastings has put on the board here in the first half. 27-22. Hastings back within 5 points. Driving the ball in the lane. There's a foul going to be called. Tanner Miller took it into the paint there from Morningside and draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Krause. Brandon Krause picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third here in the first half. Krause is going to check out. Tobin's going to check out. Here comes Wells out of the ball game. Morrison coming back in. Hamburger back in. And a blue fall back in for head coach Bill Gabers. 4 minutes and 19 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings trailing. Next shot from Tanner Miller is going to be good from the free throw line. He'll get one more. Tanner's a 75% foul shooter in the season. Morningside 28, Hastings 22. Here comes the second one by Miller. That one is in and out, no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Abu Fall. Abu has got it now to Akeem Morissette. Akeem into the offensive zone. Here's a bounce pass over here to Brandon Lohman. High left side, now to Hamburger. Bounce pass inside to Abu. Has the basketball stripped away. Has the basketball stripped away from his blind side. Tanner Miller to the near sideline to O'Neal. O'Neal drives into the goal. His shot is up there and in. Steve O'Neal scores. He's got 6 points in the ball game. It's now 30-22. Morningside is up by 8 points here over Hastings with 3.5 to play. Here's Akeem Morissette, drives the ball down to the baseline. Now he's double-teamed, gets the ball away. Lohman sends it back inside to Abu. He goes for the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the play. Abu Fall goes down. And he's going to be fouled in the play here. Danny Rudin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Mustangs. Abu Fall goes to the free throw line. He's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal. He is 0 out of 2 from the stripe. Abu's shot is up there. That one is good. End of the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Ryan Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer comes in. And checking out was Blake Van Ginkle, who's just in there momentarily for the Mustangs. Abu Fall will have another shot here. It's 30-23. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. 30-24 now. Morningside has got the lead. Here comes Tanner Miller back with the basketball. Now to Danny Rudin. Danny Rudin's going to drive it here against Zach Lean and gives it up. Steve O'Neal out here in three-point territory. Now to the far sideline. Dribbling the ball over there. Now they bring it back out of the beyond the arc. That's going to be Tanner Miller with the ball picked up there by Morissette. Behind the screen. Miller with the ball. Now they get it to Ryan Tegmeyer. Drives it down the lane toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Morningside getting to the front of the rim here against Hastings College's defense. Tegmeyer now with 6 points in the ball game, and it's a 32-24 ball game again, an 8-point lead for the Mustangs. Bowman sends it inside. That's going to be Zach Lena with the ball back outside on the right wing. A shot up there and in, a three-pointer by Jake Hamburger as he nails the free ball from the right wing. 32-27. Hastings back to within 5 points here on the three-pointer by Hamburger. Now the crowd getting back into the ball game. Here's a shot off of the baseline. It's going to be no good by Cook. And the ball tipped. It's going to be picked up now by Abu. Abu has got it down to the right sideline. Akeem Morissette brings it back to the center of the floor. Drives it toward the goal. The shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. And it's going to be off of Morissette. He fell down. And the ball come down and ricocheted off of his shoulder out of bounds. So a tough break there. Morissette took it to the goal. He fell down and the ball came down and hit him in the left shoulder and went out of bounds. So it's going to be Morningside's ball. Hastings coming up empty on the possession, 32-27. Broncos down by 5 points here with 2.5 minutes to play. Here in the first half, there's a Cook driving down the lane. Kicks out here to Tegmeyer from the corner. His shot's going to be short, no good. Ball goes down a bounce here on the near side, and Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today. Hastings down by 5 points. It is 32-27. Brandon Krause with the ball. Now to Hamburger. Down in the left corner. Akeem Morris on for three. Shot no good. Rebounded there on the weak side by Bryce Cook of Morningside. To Tanner Miller as he races back the other way. All the way to the goal. A shot good and he's fouled in the play. Tanner Miller gets the field goal to go down there for Morningside. Basket counts and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Fall. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Hastings. Here comes Lohman back into the ball game now for Hastings. Akeem will come to the bench. Tanner Miller to the free throw line. He has got 5 points so far in the basketball game here for Morningside. And he'll have a free throw here. Now they're going to mop up behind the basket where Tanner Miller went down. Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings and Morningside squaring off. Other games in the conference today. Dort playing at Doan in men's play. Briarcliff at Concordia. Dakota Wesleyan at Nebraska Wesleyan. And Mount Marty at Midland. 34-27, Hastings College trailing here in this contest. Tanner Miller to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. Shot is up there and in. Tanner Miller hits the free throw, and Morningside has built an eight-point lead over Hastings College, 35-27. Hastings led early in this contest, but Morningside came back, eventually tied the score at 14, and they've kind of taken over since then. 35-27, the Broncos are trailing now in the ballgame. There's Zach Lena with the ball on the wing on the right side. Comes out to Krause. Brandon Krause, left side of the floor. Groping with it. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Moves it down to Lena. On the baseline, it's going to be blocked down. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. With the block there, Bryce Cook of Morningside. So, again, the Broncos will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:48 to play here in this contest in the first half. And now the official is going to get together and discuss something here on the near sidelines. I think they're going to reset maybe the shot clock here. They're going to put 18 seconds up on the shot clock, so Hastings will play things in. Running their own basket. 1:48 to play. 35-27. Morningside has got the lead. Hastings College will play things in. Delina spins, puts up a shot there, left-handed, and scores in the lane. Delina's now got 4 points in the ball game. It's 35-29. Hastings back within 6 points. Steve O'Neill with the ball, now to Rudine. Rudine to the near sideline to Tegmeyer as he holds the ball here against Brandon Krause. Tegmeyer, his pass out on top, goes to Danny Rudine, down to the left wing. That's Steve O'Neill. Tegmeyer again. Tegmeyer forces the ball inside. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be taken away. Brandon Krause has got the ball on the turnover, drives it to the goal. A shot good. Nice move to the basket by Brandon Krause. 35-31. Hastings within 4 points now with 1:12 remaining here in the first half. Danny Rudine has got the ball. Danny Rudine, he drives it now against Lena. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped around, picked up there by Bryce Cook on the baseline. Pass out on top again to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill sends it down to Rudine in the corner. Shot is up there. That one rims off, no good. Brandon Krause with a rebound. Krause streaks down the right sideline. Krause drives it to the goal. Shot is up there. It's blocked out of bounds. Getting a block there, Bryce Cook again. So he's got two blocks in a past minute or so for Morningside. 50.2 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College trailing by the score of 35-31. Andrew Christian comes into the ballgame now for Morningside. Coming to the bench will be Keithan Karn. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it inside. Powering his way to the goal is going to be leaning. His shot's up there. No good. The ball tapped out here. Hastings had it. They lost it. It's picked up here by Danny Rudine. 40 seconds to play. Danny Rudine with the ball. End of the forecourt. Now to Steve O'Neill. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Steve O'Neill has got the ball. We'll see if Morningside takes most of the time off of the clock here in the first half. We're down to 20 seconds on the shot clock. Steve O'Neill with it here. Picked up by Woman of Hastings. Moves it over in the wing on the left side. Now top of the key. Bryce Cook over here right side to Steve O'Neill. We've got 9 seconds on the shot clock. Steve O'Neill in the lane. Kicks it out here to Christian. Drives it down the right side of the lane. And he knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be Morningside playing things in with 5 seconds left on the shot clock, 13 seconds left on the game clock. Hastings College is trailing in the ballgame by a score of 35-31. Woolman checks out. Akeem Morris out back in. So 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Morningside will play things in. They get it out here to Steve O'Neill. O'Neill drives the ball against Hamburger, takes it to the goal. It's going to be blocked down by Abu. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Morissant. 6 seconds. Morissant into the forecourt to Brandon Krause. Krause drives it to the goal. The shot is up there. No good. Rebound Krause. Follow shot. Good. Brandon Krause gets the field goal there for Hastings College, and that's the end of the first half of play. So the Broncos, after falling behind, have come back here, and they're within two at halftime. It's Morningside 35, Hastings 33. You're listening to Bronco Basketball in 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena at halftime of the men's ball game, 35-33. Morningside has got the lead over Hastings College here this afternoon. Halftime show brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Bronco men trailing at halftime 35-33. We'll get to the final numbers in the first half here in just a couple of minutes. Hastings College women's basketball team, they win today in the first ball game over Morningside, winning today by a score of 64-55 as Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter joins us here at halftime. And Kerry, the way it started, it looked like it was going to be an offensive explosion, but it kind of turned out to a defensive battle here today.
Yeah, I thought the first 5 minutes we came out and just kind of blew the doors off offensively, and we were hot and we were able to get some stuff in transition, which, you know, maybe they weren't expecting or whatever, but they adjusted, obviously, and made some things a lot tougher on us. But, you know, defensively, I thought our team played really good team defense. We did a good job covering up and rotating and taking away the lob pass. Our plan was kind of to try to make them beat us from the outside, rather than just be able to pound it in and go one-on-one in the post. The first time we played them, they isolated our guards in the post and just went at us that way. So we were able to adjust that this time, which was a little bit more successful.
They did not have a great success shooting the ball today. You guys, great defensive effort. You hold Morningside to just 55 points, 30% shooting, 15% from three-point territory. That's a good defensive effort on your part.
Yeah, that's part of their strategy in holding us, you know, to a low percentage. They don't give up very many high percentage shots. You know, Laurel didn't get a ton of looks on the block like she normally would. So, you know, we were able to hit perimeter shots, you know, and knock down some threes, and we were able to knock down just enough, I guess. But you know, defensively, I thought we did kind of the same thing. We took away some of their high percentage shots and forced them to take some tougher ones that were contested.
And Hastings wins that first ball game over Morningside today by a score of 64-55. We spent a lot of time during the pregame show today talking about the pressure defense of Morningside. I didn't think it bothered you guys at all today. You guys did a good job for the most part on that.
Yeah, you know, that's something that, again, once you see it and you experience it a few times, it kind of helps that Briarcliff runs something similar. So, you know, the more you go against it, the easier it is to kind of to handle it, I guess. So Abby Jackson did a much better job, and Autumn and Jamie and our other guards that handled it a lot in that did a much better job of moving the ball and getting to the gaps and attacking it off the pass.
Really forced them into 26 turnovers in the ball game today, so that's good news on our part.
Yeah, again, that's good. Just team defense, you know, the help on the weak side and the rotation. Our kids were active defensively, and we were able to make them take tough shots. And honestly, we did a really good job on the boards. You know, we got out rebounded by two, but you know, I thought for the most part we were much more physical on the boards than we were the first time, that made a huge difference too.
Cammy Bruckman, 17 points in the ball game today. Jamie Van Kirk had 16. Laurel Zwiener had 15 points in the ball game today for the Broncos. So your big three, another great performance today in a big ball game.
Yeah, you know, those three, we knew they would key on those three and try to slow them down a little bit. When that happens, I think it's huge that our other kids step up, and even if they hit a shot or two here and there, you know, it makes defenses respect whatever else is on the court at the time. You know, I thought Abby Jackson got to the you know, elbow area and to the rim a couple of times, and then they have to guard her too, and Sierra would crash the boards and got a couple good putbacks, and Hallie Samuelson hit a three. So when we spread it around, even if it's not evenly distributed, it definitely helps those three.
Hastings led this ball game by 15 points with about, 11 minutes to play in the contest. And Morningside came back, kind of made it interesting there at the end as they kind of put a little run on like good teams do.
Yeah, you know, we went three or four possessions where we didn't score, and they went a couple of possessions where they drew fouls and got to the free throw line and stopped the clock. And, you know, that's going to happen. I thought we handled it fairly well. A couple of close calls where we could have, you know, we were close to turnovers that would have been costly. But, you know, when we got to the free throw line, I thought we did a good job. We missed a couple, but made enough to keep that lead and manage the end of the game.
So you guys have won 12 games now in a row. This is a big one because you dropped one to Morningside up in Sioux City earlier this season. You get one back now. Now you face a couple of teams again next week. We've got to Concordia at home, Briarcliff on the road. So next week we'll be right back in the same boat. Another tough week.
Yep, two tough games. You know, and this was a really good win for us. Obviously, they pounded us up there, and so it was a good win for us. But yeah, we'll enjoy this, and on Monday we'll get right back to work preparing for Concordia. They have a different look now with having lost their All-American, but. Their young kids are playing really well, and it's going to be a dogfight, I'm sure.
Does it help you playing Morningside and Concordia back to back because they're kind of similar, but yet they're different?
A little bit. It does. Obviously, it's a different defense in that it's a man, but yeah, I mean they're two of the best defensive teams in the conference, and so it's good to play them back to back because you're focused on that. You're focused on the fact that you're going to have to, you know, take care of the ball and make good passes and meet your passes and do all the fundamental things that it takes to play against a team like that.
The girls right now just playing with so much confidence out there. They just, right now, are expecting to win when they step onto the floor, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, and the chemistry is good. Our team is, they get along really well, and they work hard for each other, and they're okay with everybody else's success. As long as it gets done, you know, they don't really care who gets it done. And it's been fun to coach them so far, and it's awesome to see them playing with some confidence. I thought Laurel Zwiener was her mind was set today that she was going to make a difference in the game. So it's great to see her play with that mentality.
A lot of folks asking, is there another gear for this basketball team? We can certainly is there another gear that we can go to?
You know, I don't think we've peaked. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that we can do better. And as a coach, obviously, you always think that and you always say that, but. You know, defensively, we can fix some things and correct some things, and then offensively, you know, especially against the zone, we can still, you know, add some things, and we didn't even shoot the ball particularly well today. So there's an upside. There's still plenty of upside, I think.
Sometimes the ball just doesn't go in the hole, right?
That's why you got to be able to defend and rebound. You know.
We'll see you Wednesday.
Thanks.
Yep, Gary Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos winning in the first ball game today over Morningside, picking up a big, big win over the ninth-ranked team in the country as they beat Morningside today by a score of 64-55. Again, the big scores for Hastings, Cammie Brockman had 17. Laurel Zwiener had 15 points and 7 rebounds today. Jamie Van Kirk had 16 points for the Broncos. Hastings has now won 12 games in a row, and the Broncos improve on the season to 18 wins and 2 losses, 9-2 in the conference. They'll play Concordia coming up on Wednesday night. We're at halftime of the men's ball game here today. Our halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as we continue with Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
1230 KHAS.
All right, a halftime of our men's ball game here today at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College is trailing in the ball game by a score of 35-33. As we check the stats here in the first half of play, Hastings so far getting 11 points by Tobin Reinwald to lead the Broncos in that category. Reinwald has knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ball game. He's got 4 2-point field goals. Reinwald with 11 points here at halftime. The other scorers for Hastings, we've got Brandon Krause scoring 4 points off of the bench on a couple of field goals. Zach Lena, 2 field goals, 4 points. Abu Fall has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 4. Brent Wells is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 3. Jake Hamburger has nailed a 3-pointer here in the first half. He has got 3 points in the ball game. Morningside, they're being led so far by Danny Rudine. He has got 7 points. Rudine has hit a 3-pointer. He's got 2 2-point field goals. Steve O'Neill has got 3 field goals for 6. He's 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Ryan Techmeyer has got 3 field goals and 6 points. Tanner Miller, he's got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6. Bryce Cook has got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the line for 4 points. Kyle Nickel, he's got 2 field goals for 4. And Jordan Coldbush, he is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 2 points here in the ballgame. The shooting numbers, Morningside is hitting 14 out of 34 in the first half for 41%. Hastings 13 out of 35 for 37%. Morningside just 1 out of 11 from behind the arc for 9%. Hastings not much better. They're 2 out of 11 for 18%. For the free throw line, Morningside is 6 out of 9 for 66%. Hastings 5 out of 8 for 62%. The rebounds, Hastings with 24. Morningside has got 23. Hastings has got 6 offensive rebounds compared to 5 for Morningside. Turnovers, Hastings has got 7 turnovers here in the first half of play. Morningside, through the first 20 minutes, they've also got 7 turnovers. The Broncos have 3 block shots and 3 steals in the first half, 2 block shots and 4 steals for Morningside. 35-33 is our score here at halftime as the Mustangs have the lead over Hastings College. Again, the scores from the women's side of things in the GPAC today. Earlier, it was Hastings beating Morningside 64-55. Doan beat Dort 67-62. It was Concordia over Briar Cliffs 79-63. Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan today 79-65. And in the other game, Mount Marty was playing in Fremont against Midland. We've got the second half coming up for you. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
And Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings finds themselves trailing. They're in halftime, 35-33. Brandon Krause will give Hastings a lift there at the end of the first half. Making a couple of nice plays, a couple of steals, a couple of field goals, and the Broncos are back to within 2 points now at 35-33. After trailing by as many as 8 points there in the first half. Duck Morningside at one time had an 11-point lead. We had the score tied twice in that first half and one lead change. Morningside has got the lead right now, 35-33, but Hastings attacking here. They've got the ball. They'll shoot to our basket to our right here in the second half. Woolman has got the ball. Woolman spins right side of the lane, runs into traffic now. A lot of traffic over here. He falls down with the ball, but Zach Lena picks it up. Lena's got it here for Hastings, down to Brent Wells. Cross-court pass that goes down to Ryan Wall, deep in the corner. Akeem Morissette drives it toward the goal. There's a bounce pass deflected. Akeem picks it back up, flying on his back. And now we've got a problem, I think, with his shot clock. Let's see here. 19:21 remaining on the game clock. I think we got a problem here with the shot clock as we're down to 16 seconds on the shot clock. It's 35-33. Hastings has got the lead now. The officials are talking with each other here in front of the scorers table. So Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. So now they're going to come over here and talk with the official scores and the official clock people here to try to get things situated. We're just 39 seconds into this second half of play. And now they're going to talk with Jim Sykes, the head coach for the Morningside Mustangs. In the meantime, Bill Gavers has called his troops over here to the Hastings College bench to have a couple of words. Chip Baugh, the assistant coach for Hastings College, now discussing things with the officials here on the near sideline. They're going to put 16 seconds now. 16 seconds on the shot clock. And Bill Gavers is now getting involved with the conversation here as well. It's the opening possession of the second half, gang. 19 minutes and 21 seconds to play in the second half, and they're discussing the shot clock, which is now at 16 seconds. And boy, this is a major discussion as they continue to discuss things here on the near sideline. Bill Gavers joining in the conversation right now. Chip Baugh has retired back to the bench here with the Broncos. The two officials continue to discuss things in front of the scorers table. Jim Sykes flanking those guys just to our left here. Players, they're ready to play. Again, this is the opening possession. This is the opening possession of the second half here. This is one of the longest discussions we've had over something that appears to me to be very minute in this basketball game. As they continue to discuss the shot clock here in the opening possession of the second half. And now the fans are going to start to get on this troop here. I have no idea what is going on here as the three officials are still discussing things in front of the scorers table. Make a decision, guys, even though it might be wrong. Officials now going to call Bill Gavers into the conversation one more time here. And Jim Sykes is going to join the discussion. So Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHS. We will maintain our cool here as the two coaches now discussing things in front of the scorers table with the three officials. And the guys getting anxious out there on the floor as they continue to hash things over. USHL hockey tonight on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. Take a chance to remind you about that. Tri-City Storm going to be at home to take on Dubuque. The Fighting Saints going to be in Kearney to take on the Storm. Airtime will be at 6:50 tonight for the pregame show. 7:05 for the tip-off or the face-off tonight between the Tri-City Storm and the Dubuque Fighting Saints. This conversation has carried on long enough. Unbelievable. We've sent men to the moon faster than this. 19 minutes and 21 seconds left on the clock. 35-33 is the score. And now what do we have here? All right, the conference is broken up. They're going to give the ball to Morningside. Evidently, they maybe thought it was a come to the conclusion it was a shot clock violation, so Hastings is going to give up the possession here. So they're going to put a fresh 35 up here, and they're going to give the ball to Morningside. So basically, Hastings lost possession of their opening possession of the first half on a or second half on a shot clock violation. Now play is back in. Here's Danny Rudine with the ball. Danny Rudine to the top of the key to Steeble and Beal. Now to Danny Rudine back out here to Tanner Miller. Comes across the top. That's Christian down on the right baseline. His shot is up there and in. Tough shot there by Danny Rudine. He's got 9 points in the ball game. And Morningside out to a 4-point lead now at 37-33. There's Akeem Morris on with the ball. Out of Brady Lohman. Comes over here to Tobin Reinwald. Free throw line extended all the way to the right sideline. Cross court pass goes over there. Lohman down on the baseline. His little 10-footer is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores for Hastings. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 37-35. Morningside leading by two. Steve O'Neill with the ball. O'Neill now to Andrew Christian. Christian comes over to Tanner Miller, drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, it's stripped away. It's loose in the baseline. Nice play down there by Wells. Saving the ball from going out of bounds and knocking it off of the leg of a Morningside defender out of bounds. Hastings gets the ball. There's Brandon Krause coming back in the ball game now for the Broncos. Going out is going to be Akeem Morrison. 18-31 to play. Here in these Hastings College trailing by a score of 37-35. Morningside is led by as many as 11 points in the first half. The Broncos battling back here in half number two. Here's Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause has got it. Now to Lena, to Wells, out to Brady Woolman. Drives the ball now against O'Neill. Loses control of the ball. Picks it up on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Woolman is going to be, well, we have a timeout called. Bill Gavers calls the timeout as Woolman was in trouble down there, double-teamed on the left baseline. 18-13 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 37, Hastings 35.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings Challenge has got the ball. Here's a shot put up there by Reinwald. It's going to be no good. That was Brandon Krause. A jumper from the left side is going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Morningside, running back the other way. A reverse layup is up there, no good by Christian. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent Wells with a rebound, gets it away now to Brady Lohman. Hustles into the forecourt. Here's a pass that's going to be lost out of bounds off of the fingertips of Reinwald. Turnover on Hastings, that's the eighth of the ball game. High school basketball today in girls play. Kearney Catholic beats Hastings St. Cecilia today by the score of 42-31. Kearney Catholic 42, Hastings St. Cecilia 31. That's the third straight loss for the Hawkettes after winning the first nine games of the season. They'll play an undefeated Friend on Thursday night. Here's Rudine with a little short bump jumper from the right baseline. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Back to Krause. He drives his shot. It's up and in. Brandon Krause has played well today. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points. The Broncos have tied things up now at 37 points apiece with 7.5 minutes to play, or 17.5 minutes to play here in the basketball game. Here's Steve O'Neill driving the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound, and is loose under the hole and fighting for it. And finally, a jump ball is going to be called. Jump ball going to be called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside, so it'll stay right here. So Hastings fell behind by 11 points in the first half after giving up a 14-0 run to the Morningside Mustangs. And Hastings has battled back. They're now tied up at 37 points apiece. They'll play things in to Andrew Christian. Out here in 3 points territory to Rudine. Lobs it down low, and his shot is up and in. That's going to be a Kyle Nickel scoring there on the assist from Rudine. Nickel has got 6 points in the ball game. Morningside grabs the lead, 39-37. Hastings with the ball. Brandon Krause at the elbow. Left side of the lane. Krause comes out here to Wells. He drives the ball toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. Brent Wells will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Brent Wells gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's now got 5 points in the contest for Hastings. And Danny Rudine picks up the personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be his second. So Brent Wells goes to the free throw line. Wells is 3 out of 4 from the stripe so far today. He'll have one shot here. We're tied up at 39 points apiece. There's a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good, so we're still tied up. Boo fall with a tip, but it won't go down through the hole. This will be picked up here by Nickel. So we're tied up at 39 points apiece. Here come the Mustangs back in their offensive zone. Tanner Miller is going to drive the ball to the hole. He runs right in to Tobin Reinwald. Tobin was just standing there, and a foul is going to be called on Tobin. Tobin Reinwald picks up his third personal foul. He's going to have to check out. Here comes Hamburger back into the ballgame. We are tied up at 39 points apiece. Steve O'Neill will inbound the ball here from Morningside. Comes to the near sideline to James Wright, who is in there for the first time. James Wright for Morningside. Morningside working with the ball here against the Hastings College man-to-man defense. Steve O'Neill with the ball. O'Neill out here to Tanner Miller out here in three-point territory on the wing to Danny Rudine. Now to Miller again. Tanner Miller fires up a long-range jumper from three. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Abu had it, and he grabs it. And Hastings has the ball. Down to Jake Hamburger to the far sideline. That's Wolman with it. Has it tipped out of his hands, out of bounds. Now they're going to say he lost it out of bounds. And again, Bill Gavers is not happy with that one. A turnover on Hastings. They say Wolman lost the ball out of bounds. That's nine turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game, and Morningside gets another break. We're tied up at 39 points apiece. Tanner Miller with the ball. Comes over here to O'Neill. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot by Wright is no good, and he fouled the player. That was Nickel. They got Nickel and Wright both in there now. Nickel takes the shot there, and a personal foul is called, and Abu, that's going to be his second one. So Abu Fall picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul. Team foul number two on Hastings. Going to the free throw line is going to be Kyle Nickel. He's a 73% foul shooter on the season. Nickel has got 6 points in this contest. He's got three field goals. We're tied up at 39 points apiece. A shot from the free throw line is up there. It's going to be good by Kyle Nickel. That gives Morningside the lead now, 40-39, with just under 16 minutes to go, 15:58 to be exact. Kyle Nickel toes the mark for his second shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. Nothing but net for Kyle Nickel. And again, Morningside grabs a two-point lead, 41-39. There's Brandon Krause with the ball, not a Hamburger. Hamburger out here in three-point territory, stops. There's a bounce pass. Brent Wells takes it down on the baseline, right side. They give him room. Now Abu Fall. Abu Fall gets it inside the ring, down on the baseline. Krause, it shot up there and in. Brandon Krause, his fourth field goal in this ball game. He has got 8 points, by far his best performance of the season. Brandon Krause seeing extended playing time here today. We've tied things up at 41 points apiece. Again, Morningside with the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a Tanner Miller. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Now behind the screen. Miller comes back here to Steve O'Neill. 200 pass to Rudine as he drives the baseline down there on the right side. Back out to the wing. Here's a top taken by James Wright. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Lohman has got it on the break. Lohman comes back the other way. Leaves it for Brandon Krause. Drives it down the lane to the goal. Now stops. Comes out to Wells. Free throw line jumper. It's off the mark. No good. Abu Fall grabs the rebound. He's knocked down on the play. The foul is going to be called. The big guy goes down in the paint. And a foul is going to be called here on James Wright, I believe. That's going to be a first foul on Wright. First personal foul on Wright. That's going to be team foul number two on the Mustangs. Non-shooting situation. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. We're tied at 41 points apiece. Here's Lohman. Puts a man in the air. Drives the baseline. His shot's going to be blocked down. And a foul is going to be called. Lohman will go to the free throw line. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Bryce Cook. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number three on Morningside. Going to the free throw line for Hastings, Brady Lohman. Lohman hit 14 out of 14 from the free throw line in that ball game on the Wednesday night against Midland. Hit some big free throws down the stretch. He gets his first one here today. And now Hastings has the lead for the first time in a long time. 42-41. Hastings has not led in since the 14-12 mark. Back there with about 10 minutes to play in the first half. So Hastings has come all the way back from 11 points down. Second shot by a woman is up there and in. Hastings has the lead, 43-41. 15 minutes to go during this basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. So the third consecutive game that Hastings has had to come from behind here. Here's Rudine. His shot's up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Cook. His shot's up there and in. Bryce Cook picks up the rebound and scores. He's now got 6 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 43 points apiece now. Hastings with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman on the wing. Circles around inside the free throw circle. Lohman gets rid of it. Now to Hamburger, who goes off on the left side to Brandon Krause.
Rouse dribbling with the ball, gets it out to Woolman on the far sideline, takes the three-pointer. His shot is off of the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to be called as Brent Wells is tied up in the play by Cook. Arrow is playing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will maintain control here. They will inbound baseline right side underneath their own basket. 14-20 remaining in the ballgame. Hastings 43 and Morningside 43. Hamburger will play things in. Two-handed pass comes out on top. That's going to be Lohman with the ball at the top of the key. Lohman takes the shot from there and hits it. Big bucket there by Brady Lohman. A three-pointer by Lohman. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. Here's the ball. It's going to be deflected back out of bounds to the other end. So Hastings on a three-pointer by Brady Lohman. Has got the lead now, 46-43. We're down to 14 minutes and 10 seconds to play in the ball game. It's going to be Morningside inbounding the ball here. Now they're going to say it's a two-pointer. So it's going to be 45-43 as they make the correction up on the scoreboard. The official making that gesture for the scorers table, 45-43. And now the ball is out of bounds. The Broncos were pointing their direction. The officials, they don't agree. This has not been a good day today for the officiating crew, I don't think. 45-43 is the score. Hastings is up by 2 points, but Morningside has got the ball. Tegmeyer's got it out here in three-point territory. He drives it against Lohman, sends it down to the baseline. That's Rudine. Looked like he traveled there. Rudine now loses the ball out of bounds, and they give the ball to... Let's see if they're going to get the ball with Morningside. Rudine looked like he traveled down there in the corner. That's the crowd reaction. It happened right in front of the student body section down there. Now the officials are taking a lot of heat here. This has not been a good half for them, and we're only, 7 minutes into the second half. Tanner Miller has got the ball. It's 45-43. Hastings with a two-point lead. Tanner Miller gets around. Brandon Krause drives it to the hole. His shot is up there. No good. He's fouling the play. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Abu. That's going to be his third foul. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tanner Miller. Miller has got 6 points in the ballgame, a couple of field goals. He's 2 out of 3 from the line. He will have two shots here as he was fouled in the act of shooting. So Tanner Miller to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Miller connects on foul shot number one. Tanner Miller is a 6'1" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Hitting 75% of his free throws so far this season. 45-44. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. That one runs off. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Abu takes it to the right sideline to Brandon Krause. Here comes Krause hustling into the forecourt. Stops at the top of the key. Now it's open Reinwald. Reinwald dribbling with the ball to the right wing. Reinwald sends it inside to a fall. Abu has got the ball. He scores around to the basket. Now backs up. Nice pass out here to Krause. Back outside. Here's a long-range jumper. It's up there at in. Brandon Krause knocks down a three ball. He's got 11 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a four-point lead. 48-44 with 13:20 to play. Here's the ball stripped away from Rudine. Hastings has got it on the turnover. Morningside with 8 turnovers in the ballgame. Tobin gets it here to the near sideline. Hamburger with the ball. There's Brandon Krause again on the wing. He's having a great day today for the Broncos in double figures for the first time in his collegiate career here at Hastings College. Here's a Zach Lena. Sends it over to Tobin Reinwald. Baseline jumper good. Timeout Morningside as Hastings has come back to grab the lead now. Timeout Morningside with 12:57 to play in the game. It's now Hastings 50, Morningside 44.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Hastings won the women's ball game earlier today, 64-55 over Morningside. High school basketball, it was Kearney Catholic beating the St. Cecilia girls today, 42-31 over in Kearney. And Hastings College men now with a lead over Morningside. It is 50-44. 12:57 to play. Here in this basketball game, Hastings now with a 6-point lead. They've come from 11 points down to take control of this ball game now as they can drop back here on defense. Morningside has got the ball. Rudine has got it. He comes out on top. That's Andrew Christian, who's back into the ball game now as he hands it away to Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer dribbles once, sends it to Kyle Nichol, who's back in there. Here's Rudine. Rudine on the wing, drives it down to the baseline, stops there, gets it to Steve O'Neill. Bounce pass down on top again. That's Andrew Christian, takes it down to the baseline. His shot for the glasses, no good. Rebound, Rudine. Foul shot, good. An offensive rebound. Hastings giving up some offensive boards here in this one today. 50-46. Here's a boo fall. He goes for the hole. His shot is up there. It is good, but it won't count. We got a foul on the way in. As a personal foul is going to be called, and Brandon Krause. Brandon Krause now with four personal fouls. He's going to have to check out. Coming into the ball game for Hastings will be Lohman. So Brandon Krause hit with his fourth personal foul here at the 12-18 mark. Officially a turnover on Hastings. They're 10th in the ball game as Krause is driving the ball toward the goal as he dishes off to Abu. Here's a pass that can be intercepted by Tobin Reinwald at the other end. Nine turnovers on Morningside. Here's Hamburger for three. Bingo! Hamburger hits his second three-pointer of the ball game. Hastings out on top now by a score of 53-46. 11:57 to play here in the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. The Broncos on fire here in the last couple of minutes. Danny Rudine's his pass is going to be deflected. It goes here to the near sideline. Finally goes out of bounds. And we'll see. We're going to have a timeout called. Morningside evidently came down with a possession right in front of the bench down there at their shoe tops. So we got a timeout Morningside to save the possessions. 11:47 to play here in this second half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 53, Morningside 46.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-buy your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead, 53-46. They inbound the ball from underneath the basket here. It goes down through the hole, and a personal foul is going to be called. Tobin Reinwald is hit with a foul for Hastings. That's going to be Reinwald's fourth personal foul. The field goal goes to Andrew Christian as it is lobbed in there. Andrew Christian gets the field goal to go down. He is fouled into play by Reinwald. So it's 53-46. Andrew Christian in the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's no good. Actually, the shot did not go down through the hole. Tobin has got the personal foul. So Andrew Christian will have two shots here. His first one is going to be no good. So here comes Tobin now out of the ball game. Brandon Krause is going to come in. Krause has got four fouls. Tobin has got four fouls. And we still got 11:39 to play here in the second half. To the free throw line will be Andrew Christian. Christian's shot is up there good. So it's one out of two after being fouled on the play there by Tobin Reinwald. So now it's 53-47. Hastings got a six-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. Here's Krause with it. Comes over here to Jake Hamburger as he holds it. Out here to Brandon Krause. Krause dribbles to the top of the key. Over here to Jake Hamburger. Cross-court pass goes to Lohman. Entry pass to get it to Wells. Back to the near sideline. Hamburger fakes the three. Hamburger sends it down on the baseline. That's Wells with the ball. That is Zach Lynn out to Jake for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the ball chased down on the baseline here by Morningside. Kyle Nichol with the rebound. Nichol gets it away to Tegmeyer. Runs her back the other way to the goal. He goes. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Zach Lina. Tegmeyer fell down on the play. No foul called. Lohman sends it over to Hamburger. He drives it toward the goal. Big collision, and a foul is going to be called. Big collision under the hole here, and the foul is going to go on Morningside as Hamburger hits the hardwood hard that time, but he bounces right back up. That's Nichol picking up the foul for Morningside. That's going to be his third, and that's going to send Jake Hamburger to the free throw line. He's got 2 3-pointers to his credit so far today for 6 points, and his shot from the free throw line is no good. Misses that one as it rattles out of there. Hamburger is 73% foul shooter on the season. He's now 36 out of 50 from the free throw line. Hastings still leading by 6 points here in this one. 53-47. Next shot is up there. It's good. 54-47. Broncos have come from 11 points down in this basketball game. Now lead by 7 points. Here's Rudine with the ball to the far sideline. O'Neill for three. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Tegmeyer. Foul shot. Good. Again, another offensive rebound there for Morningside. It's keeping them in the ball game. 54-49. Hastings has got a 5-point lead. Here's Brandon Krause with the ball. Krause gets it now to Wells. Dribbles down the lane. Stops. Now takes off. Now he's in trouble. Gets it back away here to Brandon Krause. Top of the key. Now to Wells. Right side of the lane. Wells holds it. Dribbles once. Now to Hamburger. Hamburger beyond the 3-point circle. 13 seconds left in the shot clock. Lohman has got the ball in 3-point territory. Lohman works against O'Neal. Wells sets a screen. Lohman fires up a 15-footer. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound. It is loose, and we got a jump ball called. A jump ball is called. The arrow is pointing in favor of Morningside, so the Mustangs will get the basketball. 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings is out on top of Morningside by a score of 54-49. Into the ball game now for the Mustangs will be Keithan Karn. Coming out is going to be Andrew Christian. Hastings beat this team earlier this season up in Sioux City by a score of 78-74. That one went to the wire as well. Here's Tegmeyer with the ball. He drives it. He loses control of the ball. Picks it up on the baseline. Tegmeyer down to Rudine. Rudine top of the key to O'Neal. Drives it toward the goal. The shot's going to be up there. No good. Down for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And they get the ball again to Morningside. Right in front of the student body section for Hastings College. Not near as raucous today as they were the other night against Midland. But still into the ball game here with 9:56 to play. 54-49. There's a Steve O'Neal with the ball out here at the top of the key from Morningside. Drives the ball against Lohman. And now Wells steals the ball away. Brent Wells just gets in there and steals the ball away. Back at the other end. His shot no good, but he's hammered on the play. He was driving the ball there against Lohman, but Brent Wells came in from his blind side and just came around and stole the ball away. So a nice steal there by Brent Wells, and then he draws the personal foul at the other end. That is 10 turnovers now on Morningside. To the free throw line will be Brent Wells. He's got 6 points in the ballgame, or check that, 5 points in the ballgame. He's 3 out of 5 from the line. His shot is up there. It's good. He'll have one more. Fouled in the act of shooting. Here comes Bryce Cook back in. Here comes Tanner Miller back in. Steve O'Neal comes to the bench, and also Kyle Nickel. Brent Wells to the charity stripe here again for Hastings. Broncos have a 55-49 advantage now. Next shot is up there by Wells. It's good. So Brent Wells hits a couple of free throws, and Hastings out on top now by a score of 56-49 with 9 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in this one from the Osborne Sports Complex today. Tanner Miller with the ball. Now to Danny Rudine. Danny Rudine gets it to the top of the key to Cook. Now to Danny Rudine again. Near sideline to Tegmeyer. He drives. His pass can be deflected out of bounds. Goes to the far sideline, deflected out of bounds, and Morningside will play things in. 16 seconds left in the shot clock, 9:28 to play in the game. Hastings 56, Morningside 49. Mustangs play it into Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer now to Tanner Miller as he holds the ball here. They sent a screen for him. Here's a shot put up from the elbow. It's up and in. That's Tanner Miller firing up the shot. He's got 9 points in the ball game. It's 56-51. Hastings leading by 5. Broncos have the ball. Here's Jake Hamburg behind a Lena screen. Jake can't put up a shot. Gives the ball now to Zach. Zach with his back to the basket. Now drives down the baseline. Stops. He's in trouble. And a timeout's going to be called here. Zach Lena drove the baseline. He got double teamed down there. He's trapped underneath the basket. Couldn't do anything with the ball. So Bill Gavers calls the timeout. Timeout. Hastings 9 minutes and 3 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 56. Morningside 51.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead here at Men's College Basketball, 56-51. Broncos already have a win over the ninth-ranked team in the nation this week as they down Midland on Wednesday night here in overtime. Hastings trying to go back-to-back here with a victory over Morningside tonight. Morningside, a team that was receiving votes in the latest NAIA Division II poll this week. Broncos beat this team in Sioux City earlier this year, 78-74. That got the conference season started back on November the 23rd. So we're just now starting our second trip through the conference. 10 games to play for Hastings during the regular season. The Broncos are currently sitting in second place in the GPAC, just a game behind the conference leaders in Dort. The Defenders have just one loss in the conference. Hastings has got two. 56-51. The Broncos holding on to a five-point lead here. Hastings will inbound the ball as they get it down in the corner. It's going to be Wells with the ball. Comes out to Lohman on the wing. Man-to-man defense still from Morningside. Here's Brandon Krause, who's had a good day today. 11 points in the ballgame for Krause. Down in the corner, there's a three-pointer put up there by Lohman. No good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up by Wells. Wells has got it now to Brandon Krause. He drives. Bounce pass down on the baseline. That's going to be Lohman. His off-balance shot is up and in. Nice pass there by Brandon Krause, who gets the assist. Brady Lohman gets the field goal. Brady now with 13 in the ballgame, and Hastings has the lead. 58-51 with 8.5 minutes to play. Danny Rudine with the ball. Moves it down in the corner. That's Keaton Karn. Out to Rudine again. Now to Tegmeyer. Brings it back to Rudine. Down in the corner to Tegmeyer. Inside to get it to Cook. Cook has it slapped away. Picked up by Rudine. It's out for three. No good. Rebound Krause. Brandon Krause again with a rebound for the Broncos. Brandon runs her back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Goes down in the corner. That's going to be Lohman with the ball. Bounce pass down to Lena. He goes for the basket. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Zach Lena trying to power one up there, but he's fouling the play. Now he'll go to the free throw line. Keaton Karn is going to be charged with a foul. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number six on the Mustangs. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Lena. He's got 4 points in the ballgame thus far and a couple of field goals. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Zach Lena will have one more. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. Zach Lena had 12 points in that first meeting between Hastings and Morningside back there in November in Sioux City. 58-51 is the score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Zach Lena prepares for his second one. It's up there. The shot good. 59-51 to score now. Hastings with the lead. Here's Morningside back with the ball in their offensive end. Top of the key, that's going to be Tanner Miller with the ball. Tanner Miller goes over there to Keaton Karn as he drives. Now dishes off underneath the hole, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Trying to drop it off to Kyle Nickel underneath the basket, and Kyle had to go on for his fingertips out of bounds. So Morningside turns it away for the 11th time here in the ball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 59-51, and they've got the ball with 7 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here's Hamburger with it now, the Woman. Loma down here on the right baseline. Bounce pass goes to Abu. Abu backs up. He powers his way toward the goal. Spins in the lane. Puts up a little short jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nickel. Kyle Nickel with the rebound for Morningside. Down the right sideline. With the ball is there from Tanner Miller. Then Nickel. Down left side of the wing. Steve O'Neill circles around. Drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. And he's fouling the play. Steve O'Neill gets the field goal there for Morningside. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Krause, and Krause is done for the day. Just fouls out here with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play, but a great performance by Brandon Krause as he comes through with 11 points in the basketball game today. So coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Tobin Reinwald. He's going to play with 4 personal fouls. So Krause is fouled out at the 7:25 mark. Now Tobin comes in there. He's got 4 fouls as well. Steve O'Neill to the free throw line. His shot is up there and the shot good. So a 3-point play there for Steve O'Neill. And just like that, it's back to a 5-point ball game again at 59-54 with 7 minutes and 25 seconds to play here in the contest. Morningside is led by as many as 11 points here in the ball game today, but Hastings has come back here in the second half to grab the lead. They now lead by 5 at 59-54. Broncos have the ball. Lohman has got it. Bounce pass goes down to Abu on the right baseline. Lobs it back out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Tanner Miller. He drives. His shot is good. Tanner Miller scores on a Hastings turnover. 11 turnovers on Hastings. And just like that, Morningside is back within 3 points. 59-56 on the Bronco turnover. There's Lohman with the ball. Lohman brings it to the near sideline. On a dribble now for Hastings. And we got a 2 to the whistle, and Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout here with 6 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 59, Morningside 56.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College with a lead here over Morningside. The score is 59-56.
Broncos calling the short timeout. They'll play things in. Here in their offensive end, Lohman has got the ball now to Jake Hamburger, and Jake will set things up. They go back over to Lohman on the left side. Wells sets a screen. They can't use it. Here's Hamburger down in the corner. That's Tobin Reinwald. He drives the ball into the lane, stops there, gets it away to Wells. 200 pass goes over to Lohman, deep in the corner on the left side. Lohman back out to Tobin for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebounds Zach Lena. He lost it. It is picked up on the baseline, and here comes Morningside with a chance to tie things up with a three-point goal. Steve O'Neill has got the ball, drives it. He loses control. It goes out of bounds. That's going to be a Morningside ball. They say Lena got his hands in there and deflected the ball away. We got 6:16 to play in the ball game, 59-56. Morningside down by 3 points. Steve O'Neill will inbound the ball. They get it to Danny Rudine. Danny Rudine here at the top of the key, drilling with the ball there as he goes, drives it against Wells. Out to O'Neill for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Lohman grabs the rebound. Brady Lohman runs her back the other way. 3-on-2. Lohman takes it to the goal. His shot no good, but he's hammered on the play. And Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line. Discouraged with himself that he didn't make the shot, but that would have been a tough one there as he was mauled in the play. Now Lohman will go to the free throw line. 6:02 to play. The personal foul goes on Steve O'Neill. That's going to be his first. So Brady Lohman to the free throw line. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Lohman is 2 out of 2 from the line. His shot is up there and in. And he had 14 free throws in a row in that ball game against Midland on Wednesday. Coming out of the contest will be Keith and Karn. Coming back in there from Morningside will be Andrew Christian. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 60-56. Brady Lohman will toe the mark for his second one. It's up there. It's good. Money in the bank for the free throw line for Brady Lohman. Hitting 86%, sixth best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings now leading 61-56. Rudine has got the ball, now to O'Neill. Back out to Rudine as he tries to drive the ball. He's cut off there by Wells. There's a bounce pass down on the corner, driving for the goal. A shot's going to be blocked down. Tanner Miller took the ball out of the hole, and the shot is blocked down there. I think that was Lena who got a piece on it. Zach Lena gives the ball away now to Brady Lohman as he hustles back the other way, and a foul is going to be called on O'Neill. Steve O'Neill riding Brady Lohman. So the Broncos now have a 5-point lead at 61-56. 5 minutes and 37 seconds to play in our men's college basketball game here this afternoon. Hastings College women winning the first ball game on a score of 64-55. So Lohman goes back to the free throw line now for the Broncos. His shot is up there and his shot is good. Lohman now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's up to 16 points now in the ball game for Hastings. Tobin Reinwald's got 13. Brandon Krause, he's got 11 points. Next shot is up there. It's good by Lohman. Hastings now leading by a score of 63-56. With 5.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. Here's Danny Rudine, loses control of the ball, but it's going to be picked up out here. That's Steve O'Neill behind the screen. Steve O'Neill on the wing, sends it down on the baseline. In the corner to Andrew Christian. Comes out here to Danny Rudine, comes across the top now to Steve O'Neill. As he dribbles with the ball, Lohman will stare him down defensively. Here's a pass to the near sideline to Tanner Miller. Still 10 seconds in the shot clock. Miller works against Hamburger. Miller, his pass is going to be deflected. It's brought down here by Wells. Passing in the lane is going to be a deflected. Wells grabs the ball for the Broncos. That's the 12th turnover on Morningside. Hastings with the ball now with a 7-point lead. The Broncos 63, the Mustangs 56. Here's Wells driving the ball to the goal. A shot no good, but he's fouled into play. So now the Broncos getting to the free throw line here in the second half. The personal foul is whistled on Andrew Christian. That's going to be his third foul. And now Morningside wants to call a timeout. Morningside calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 54 seconds to play. And the basketball game will take a break with a score. Hastings 63, Morningside 56.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So the Broncos had the lead early in this basketball game. Morningside then, they go on a first half run of 14-0 to grab a 9-point advantage at 25-16. Morningside led 35-33 at halftime. Hastings came back to eventually grab the lead again at 43-41 with 15 minutes to play. And the Broncos now lead by 7 points here at 63-56. Broncos calling the timeout there. They're going to send Brent Wells here to the free throw line. Wells so far in the ball game has been there quite a bit today. He's 5 out of 7 from the line. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 63-56. Wells, he puts it up there. His shot good. Brent Wells will have another one for Hastings. The Broncos now lead by 8 points at 64-57. Actually, 64-56. Let's go here. Wells will have another shot for the Broncos. It's up there, and it's good. So Brent Wells goes to the free throw line to nail two. And the Broncos now 10-point lead as they try to put this one away. Tanner Miller has got the ball. Tanner Miller comes out here. Kyle Nickel, now to Miller again, circles around against Hamburger. Back outside to O'Neal. A shot for three is going to be no good. O'Neal was knocked down. No foul is called. Hamburger now fighting for the rebound. He's got it as he gets it to Zach Lena. Lena, jump pass comes over here to Loman on the near sideline. Drives it into the offensive zone. Down to Wells. Wells puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. The Reinwald drives the baseline. A pass back out here to Loman for three. Shot off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Now to Hamburger. Back outside near the 10-second line. That's Woolman with the ball. Now Tobin has got it. Tobin Reinwald drumming on the ball. He's playing with four personal fouls here late in the ball game. Picked up by Steve O'Neal of Morningside. Here's Wellesley with the ball here on the near sideline. Wells comes out to Zach at the top of the key. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Pounds his way to the goal. His shot good and he's fouled. Zach Lena gets the field goal and he is fouled into play. Lena's now got 7 points in the basketball game for Hastings, and he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Hastings now leading by 11 points. It is 67-56. Personal foul there goes on Kyle Nickel. That's going to be his fourth. So Zach Lena to the free throw line, trying to make this a 3-point play. A shot good. Big play there by Zach Lena. Hastings leading by 12, 68-56. Hastings on a late game run here. There's a feed inside. His shot's going to be up there. No good by Nickel. Rebound comes down to Nickel. His shot's good, and he's fouling the play. Kyle Nickel got the offensive board and a putback there. And he is fouled in the play. Nickel now with 10 points in the ball game for Morningside. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Brent Wells. That's going to be his third. Brandon Krause has already fouled out of the ball game for Hastings. That was at the 7:25 mark. Tobin Reinwald has got four. Now Brent Wells has got three. Kyle Nickel to the free throw line with 3:52 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 10-point lead. The shot is up there. The shot's going to be no good. And rebound comes down to Woolman. Brady Loman with the ball for Hastings. It's a 10-point lead for the Broncos. Coming into the fourth quarter is going to be a Tobin Reinwald here in front of the Bronco bench. Reinwald holds in his pass out on top to Jake Hamburger, now to Tobin. Tobin out here in 3-point territory. Looks like Morningside is in a some sort of a zone defense now. Brent Wells back out on top. His pass deflected, but right in the hands of Tobin. Sends it back down low to Zach Lena. He's double-teamed. Lena gets it away to Brent Wells. His 10-footer, good. Brent Wells scores there. That's his second field goal. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 70-58. It's a 12-point lead. There's a pass in the lane. It's going to be kicked by the Broncos. And a kicking violation there. Hastings came run out of there with the ball, but a kicking violation on Hastings. So it'll be Morningside inbounding the ball. Baseline right side and a new thrown basket. Steve O'Neal will trigger things into the near sideline. Andrew Christian has got the ball now. Andrew now to Rudine. He has the basketball taken away. Brent Wells just rips the ball out of there from Danny Rudine and came out with a big old smile out of the pack as he comes to the near sideline and gets it to a Woolman. Now he's going to be fouled in the play. A foul here is going to go on Rudine, who had a double team on Brady Woolman. Hastings is out on top 70-58 with 3 minutes to play here in this contest, and Woolman again will go back to the free throw line. He is 6 for 6 there today. Again, he was 14 out of 14 on Wednesday, so he's 20 for his last 20. Money in the bank. Brady Loman goes back to the stripe here for Hastings. That's going to be team foul number 10 on Morningside, so this will be a two-shot foul. His shot is up there. It's no good. So just when I say that, I jinx him. 70-58 is the score. 3:01 to play here in the contest. The Broncos with a 12-point lead. They trailed by 11 earlier today. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Loman hits 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. Hastings now leading 71-58. Here come the Mustangs back the other way. Rudine wide open for three. His shot good. Buries that one. Danny Rudine knocks down a 3-pointer. We got a timeout Morningside.
So the Mustangs want to talk things over now with 2 minutes and 54 seconds to play. It's a 10-point ball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 71, Morningside 61.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia boys basketball team has got to lead 38-34 over Kearney Catholic. They're in the fourth quarter of play. Kearney Catholic beat Hastings St. Cecilia girls play today by a score of 42-31 over in Kearney. Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Hastings out on top of Morningside here in men's college basketball, 71-61. Reinwald out the Hamburg, he thought about pulling the trigger for a three, but decided elsewhere as he comes out here in three-point territory. Now to Woolman down in the corner. Hamburger's got the ball. A Woolman comes across the top to get it to Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald in the wing, spins at the elbow, drives it down the lane, bumps into a man, throws up a shot. It's no good. Rebound is loose. The scramble is on. Under the basket, finally, it comes popping out of there. It's picked up by Hastings. Ball comes rolling out of there, and Jake Hamburger grabs the ball. Here's the Reinwald, and now it's out of bounds here on the near sideline. That was bebopping up here in our media row. Hastings had the ball and they lost it out of bounds. 71-61. Here's Tanner Miller with the ball. Miller drives it. Now it's three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Lohman. Again, a couple of players hit the deck with no foul. Here's a Jake Hamburger back for Hastings. Bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Lena with the ball. He's double-teamed. Gets it back out here. Hastings not looking to pull the quick trigger on this possession. We're down to a minute and 52 seconds to play. Broncos working with the ball out here now. Brady Woolman has got it with a 10-point lead. Woolman drives the ball toward the goal. Kind of shoves us off there. Throws up a shot. It's good. Brady Woolman scores for Hastings. He's got 20 points in the ball game now. The Broncos have a 12-point lead, 73-61. Here's Steve O'Neill with the ball. He angles toward the basket, dumps it away down in the corner. Tanner Miller for three, shot good. Tanner Miller buries a three from the deep left corner. Now a timeout again for Morningside. So the Mustangs are back to within 9 points with a minute and 28 seconds to play here in this one. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 73, Morningside 64.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
More Bronco basketball coverage coming up on Wednesday night right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Concordia will be in town to take on Hastings. Good matchup in the women's ball game. A couple of top 10 nationally ranked teams will square off. Women will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. Pre-game coverage begins at 5:45 here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women winning earlier tonight. Earlier this afternoon, 64-55 over Morningside. That's the 12th straight win for the Hastings College women's basketball team. The guys trying to win their second straight here this weekend, and now the Broncos will call. Nope, they did not get it in time. Jake Hamburger was moving the baseline there. He wanted to call the timeout, but right about the same time, the official calls a 5-second violation on Hastings. So a turnover on the Broncos is a 73-64 ball game. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Morningside has got the ball. Rudine will play things in. Danny Rudine finally gets it in to a Steve O'Neill out here in 3-points territory. He drives the ball, runs into a couple of defenders, back outside, a 3-pointer put up there and in. A 3-point play there by Andrew Christian as he knocks down his first field goal of the ball game. 73-67 again. Hamburger plays things in, gets it in to Zach Lean, and he's fouled into play by Kyle Nickel. And that's going to be the fifth foul on Kyle Nickel. He's out of the ball game now with 1:14 to play. He leaves with 10 points. So Hastings now will head to the other end. We'll have some free throws coming up here. Each team, well, it's Hastings in the bonus situation right now. Morningside's got 10 fouls plus. Hastings has got 17 fouls here in the second half. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Zach Lena. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Lena's shot is up there. It's going to be good. Zach will have one more. He's a 72% foul shooter on the season. 74-67. Hastings College with the lead. Broncos looking for their second win of the season over Morningside. Next shot is up there. That's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down here to O'Neal. Steve O'Neal runs her back the other way. Drives it all the way to the goal. His shot is up there. It's going to be good, and he's fouling the play. That basket does not count. They say it occurred on the drive in there, so Steve O'Neal does not get the field goal, but he'll go to the free throw line now for a 1-1. The foul is going to go on Zach Lena. That's going to be his first. So O'Neal will go to the free throw line for a 1-1 here. 1:09 to play in the contest. It's 74-67. Hastings has the lead. Steve O'Neal will have a 1-1 here. He's 1 out of 2 from the strike so far today. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot good. O'Neal will have one more. Now it's 74-68 in favor of the Broncos. Steve O'Neal will have another shot here for Morningside. 6'1" junior out of Council Bluffs, Iowa. O'Neal's shot is up there. That's going to be around the rim and down. So Morningside hanging right with the Broncos. It's a 5-point deficit, 74-69. Hastings will play things in. Lohman has got the ball here in backcourt. We're at 106, clock running here as Lohman brings the ball down the near sideline. Bounce pass down in the corner to Wells. He's going to be hit on the play. So just as soon as Lohman got rid of the ball, they didn't want him to go back to the free throw line. He's had a good day there today. Just as soon as he got rid of it, Wells was fouled down in the corner. So Techmeyer picks up the personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be his first. Brent Wells goes to the free throw line. He's had a pretty good day himself. 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Wells is in double figures. He's got 11 points. And he'll have a couple of shots here as he's fouled. His first one is up there is good. And Morningside over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. And Hastings now has the lead, 75-69. We've got 59.9 seconds to play here in this one. As Brent Wells will have one more shot here. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, score it. Brent Wells hits two crucial free throws, and now it's a 76-69 ball game. Hastings has the lead. Here comes Tanner Miller back out to O'Neal. His off-balance three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger of Hastings, and he's tied up on the play. Now a foul is going to be called. Hamburger rips the rebound down. Reaching in there is Rudin. And Rudin picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So now it's going to be Jake Hamburger going back to the free throw line for the Broncos. He was 1 of 2 there earlier today. He's got 7 points in the ball game. So Jake Hamburger will toe the mark now for Hastings College. 76-69. As Jake will go back to the line here for Hastings, the former St. Cecilia Blue Hawk. His shot is up there. It's good. Hamburger now with 8 points in the ball game. His next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. 77-69. Hastings with the lead with 47 seconds to play. Here's Rudin. He drives it. He loses control of the ball. They're going to call a foul. Rudin just trying to power his way toward the goal. And a personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. This foul is going to go on Wells. That's going to be his fourth foul. So Brent Wells picking up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 9 on the Broncos. To the free throw line will be Danny Rudin. He's got 14 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. It's good. So matching free throws now. It's 78-70. Hastings with an 8-point lead with 43.9 seconds to play here in this one. Rudin's next free throw is good. 78-71. Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. As Tobin Reinwald, he gets things in to Brent Wells. Wells down the near sideline, and he's going to be hit on the play. Steve O'Neal just reaches out there and grabs Brent Wells. So Steve O'Neal picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Brent Wells again back to the free throw line. 9 out of 10 for Brent Wells from the line today. He was the hero on Wednesday with that shot at the buzzer to send the game into overtime. That contest against Midland, then he had a free throw with 1.7 seconds to play to beat the Warriors in overtime. Shot from the free throw line this time is missed by Brent Wells. He'll have one more. 78-71. The Broncos trying to hang on down the stretch here with 41.6 seconds to play. Brent Wells again eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is going to be missed as well. So he misses a pair, and the rebound comes down to Morningside. Here come the Mustangs. Here's Rudine for three. Shot is up there. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald, and he's fouled in the play. Reinwald comes out with a defensive board there. Now we're going to walk to the other end again and shoot some more free throws. The foul is going to go on Techmeyer. That's going to be his second personal foul. 10 fouls plus on Morningside. So this will be a two-shot foul by Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald has not been there today. This will be his first chance at a free throw. He's got 13 points in the ball game. His shot is up there. That one is good. 79-71. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Second shot is up there. It's good by Reinwald. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead at 80-71. Here's Morningside with the ball back the other way. Christian has got it. Now to O'Neill. A long three-pointer put up there. It's off the mark. No good. Hastings crashes the boards. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Now to Lohman. Lohman with 20 seconds to play down the near sideline. Brady Lohman has got the ball, and the white flag comes up. White flag comes up for Morningside. Lohman just dribbles the ball out here. We've got 9 seconds to go. Brady Lohman just dribbles the ball on the far sideline as the players already start to slap hands. We're down to 2 seconds, 1 second. This one is over. Hastings wins. Hastings College picks up the win over Morningside today. Men's College basketball, the second win of the season. Second win of the season for Hastings over Morningside as they picked up a come-from-behind win today over the Mustangs by a score of 80-71. Hastings now 15-5 on the season. They're 9-2. They keep pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with a win here today. Morningside drops to 13 wins and 7 losses. The Mustangs now 7-3 in conference play. We'll come back and check the scoring right after this.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holstein for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the Hastings College men's basketball team, another big win here this afternoon as they knock off Morningside, final score of 80-71. So Hastings keeping pace now in the conference. They're 9-2, 15-5 overall as they beat Morningside for the second time this season, this time 80-71. Hastings had a lead in the first half of play of 14-12. That's when Morningside went on a 14. Actually, it was 14-12 in favor of Hastings. We were tied up at 14 points apiece. Morningside didn't go and got a run as they score 13 straight points. They go on top 25-16 in the ball game after Hastings hit another field goal. Actually, it was 25-14, so they went on a 13-0 run over Hastings in the first half of play. Morningside led at halftime 35-33. Hastings came back to tie things up at 39, tied up at 41. Broncos go ahead at 43 before Morningside ties it back up at 43 points apiece. Hastings leading 45-43, and the Broncos did not relinquish that lead down the stretch as Hastings cruises to the victory here today, winning by 9 points at 80-71. Scoring in the ball game today for Hastings, Brady Lohman leads the way again. He had 20 points in the ball game. Lohman was 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. A majority of those occurred in the second half of play. So Lohman had 20. Tobin Reinwald had 15. Brent Wells had 13. Brandon Krause had 11. So four players scoring double figures today for Hastings. Zach Lena had 9 points. Jake Hamburger had 9. And Abu Fall, he had 4 points. For the Morningside Mustangs today, they were led by Danny Rudine as he finishes with 16. Tanner Miller had 14. Steve O'Neill had 11 points. Kyle Nickel had 10. The other scorers for Morningside, 8 points for Ryan Tegmeyer, 6 for Bryce Cook, and 4 for Andrew Christian. Hastings College wins it again by a score of 80-71. Score was tied 6 times today. We had 2 lead changes. Biggest lead of the ball game for Morningside was 11 points in the first half. And the biggest lead for Hastings was 14 with 3 minutes and 1 second to play in the second half. Hastings goes on to win by a score of 80-71. Shooting numbers in the ball game. Hastings ended up shooting 43% for the ball game today. They were 25 out of 58 for 43%. Morningside was 26 out of 66 for 39%. Broncos knocked down only 4 three-pointers today. They were 4 out of 18 for 22%. Morningside was 4 out of 24 for 16%. On free throws, the Broncos were 26 out of 36 for 72%. Morningside was 15 out of 21 for 71%. Hastings out-rebounds Morningside 44-38. The Broncos had 11 offensive rebounds and 33 on defense. Morningside had 11 offensive rebounds and 27 on defense. The Broncos had 14 turnovers in the ball game today. Morningside had 14. Hastings with 4 block shots and 8 steals. Morningside had 2 block shots and 5 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings today was Zach Lena. He just misses a double-double as Lena had 9 points and 9 rebounds. Abu Fall actually led the Broncos with rebounds. He had 10 today, so 10 rebounds for Abu and 9 for Zach Lena. Leading rebounder for Morningside was Kyle Nickel. He just misses a double-double. He had 10 points and 9 rebounds. Hastings wins it today over Morningside. Final score of 80-71. Now stay tuned for our players of the game and the coaches' post-game show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHIS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco post-game show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Going to Bowman and shot for 3, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online, www.hastingstribune.com.
Yeah, Hastings College wins it here this afternoon over Morningside. The final score of 80-71. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHAS. Into the women's ball game here tonight, they had 3 players score in double figures. Led by Cammie Breckman, 17 points. Jamie Van Kirk had 16. Laurel Zwiener had 15 points for Hastings in their victory in game number 1 today over Morningside, 64-55. For the Hastings College men, they got 19 points today from Brady Lohman, 15 from Tobin Reinwald, 13 from Brent Wells, and 11 for Brandon Krause. All candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings College, for the Hastings College woman, Cammie Bruckman, who scores 17 points in the ball game today for Hastings. She was 7 out of 11 from the field, 2 out of 4 from 3-point territory, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, pulls down 4 rebounds, scores 17 points, had 2 assists, and also had 3 steals as Hastings College knocks off Morningside in the first ball game today. And for the Hastings College men, Brandon Krause had a great performance today for Hastings coming off of the bench as Krause scores 11 points in the ball game today in just 18 minutes of playing time. He was 5 out of 8 from the field, 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, pulls down 4 rebounds, scores the 11 points, had 1 assist, and had 1 steal as he plays just a shade under 19 minutes today for head coach Bill Gavers. Hastings winning in the second ball game over Morningside by a score of 80-71. So Brandon Krause and also Cammie Bruckman are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Linfrail Arena. Hastings College wins it here tonight over Morningside by a score of 80-71. Chip Baugh, the assistant head coach for Hastings College, is going to join us in the post-game show. And, Coach, obviously a big and important win for you here today. Your kids played well, especially in the second half.
Thank you very much. We really did. It was a game of a nice little run right before half, I thought, was a big factor in the game. But a very big win. You know, Morningside tied with us in the conference with 2 losses. So they're all big. You know that, I mean, right now. But we're going to take it and enjoy it, and then we'll go back to work tomorrow morning.
What was the difference in the ball game, especially in the second half?
You know, I tell you what, I thought we really contained them defensively a lot. And then we got real good contribution. Brandon Krause came off the bench and really did a real nice job. And, you know, again, I thought we got to the ball to the rim. I thought we got to the 1-1 before they did. And in the first half, they kind of got it, you know, into the lane a little bit on us. And so just an outstanding ball game from everyone.
Talk about Brandon Krause. He sparked us right at the end of the first half, came up with some good defensive plays. And in the second half, he was a man on a mission there in the second half.
He really was. We got a handful of guys battling some nicks and injuries and everything. And Brandon's a kid that we knew we could count on. We talked about it, in Miami and everything. And he's really come off the bench the last couple games, played really well. Had a great, like you said, had a great spark for us right before half, which was big to get the game closed down to 2. So
you've got some injury problems, and really Brandon's kind of filling the void there with Bloom on the bench and everything like that.
So it really is. You know, between, you know, Bloom being hurt and Akeem battling some injuries and everything, he's been just tremendous. And it's only going to help us down the road. You know, you're getting a young kid on the floor and building some confidence, and I think it's just going to make everyone better, you know, down the stretch.
So Hastings wins it again over Morningside in this ball game by a score of 80-71. Brady Lohman, we always say kind of a silent 19 points today, but again, he paces you guys in scoring.
I would agree. You call 19 silent, that's always a tough one, but it really kind of was. You know, I mean, Brady's one of those guys that does what he needs to do to win a basketball game, whether it's, you know, pass the ball or go score 30 points. He's doing a heck of a job. I think some things that are really interesting are just so great right now is the atmosphere we've had the last handful of games between Sunday and you know, the Midland game and this one, just the community support, the student support, and then, you know, our girls are, you know, women's team are on a roll. I mean, that's just, you know, after, you know, well, they went up to Morningside and they probably weren't very happy about that game, came back today. I was real proud of them today.
It's a miracle what happens when teams are winning. The fans come out of the woodworks to join us.
Absolutely. But it's been great environment. We can't thank everyone enough.
Anyway, Hastings picking up the win over Morningside today. Tell you what, Morningside, talk about our defense on Morningside here today. For the most part, I thought we did pretty well. They shoot 39%, 16% from three-point territory.
Absolutely. A team that had been really scoring a lot of points. You know, they're a team that averages a lot of points. They're a team that has beaten Dort in our conference, and when they do it, they score 100 points. So they're a very dangerous team. For us to do what we did to them today is a very tribute to our kids. I'm real proud of their effort.
Why were we successful on defense today?
You know, we've been really doing so much better as the year's gone on with ball pick defense and really doing a real nice job of trying containment. And in the first half, we didn't contain as well. But I thought in the second half, we really contained them, didn't give them as many clean looks. And it's been something we've really been trying to work on all year. So, again, a tribute to the kids and their work ethic and what we're trying to get done.
Next week is right back to work. We got games Wednesday, Saturday, Concordia, and then we go on the road and play at Briarcliff. Never an easy place to play up there.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of one of the, you know, whenever you think of the GPAC, you think right back to work about every night. But you're exactly right. You know, there's some extremely tough places to play on the road, and that's what makes it exciting. You know, we get to go on the road and see some, you know, I don't know if it's hostile environments, but it's they're tough road wins, I can tell you that.
Oh, you wait till you get to Sioux City. You haven't been to Briarcliff yet, have you?
No, not at all.
So. All right, so congratulations on the win, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks.
All right, Chip Baugh, the assistant head coach for Hastings College, as the Broncos pick up a win over Morningside here today. They were down by 11 points again today, and they some way find a way to come back and win as they win this baby today over the Mustangs by a score of 80-71. We'll get our final word right after this.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
All right, from the scoreboard here today on the women's side of things in GPAC basketball, Hastings winning over Morningside 64-55. It was Doan over Dort 67-62. Briarcliff losing to Concordia today by a score of 79-63. And Dakota Wesleyan over Nebraska Wesleyan 79-65. Those are the results that we have in on the women's side of things. Men's basketball today, it was Hastings over Morningside 80-71. Dort today, they won over Doan down in Crete, 92-81. It was Briarcliff winning over Concordia today, 91-85. And Dakota Wesleyan beat Nebraska Wesleyan, 77-70. In high school basketball today, high school girls play, it was Kearney Catholic beating Hastings St. Cecilia, 42-31 over in Kearney. So the Hawkettes have now lost three games in a row to get ready for undefeated Friend coming up on Thursday night in Friend. The Hastings, St. Cecilia boys basketball team, they beat Kearney Catholic today by a score of 49-40. Hastings College basketball on Wednesday here on 1230 KHIS. Concordia will be in town. Airtime will be at 5:45. The girls game will go at 6 o'clock with the guys to follow at 8. We'll have the action here on 1230 KHIS. So good day today for Hastings College. Two wins. Hastings College women winning in the first game by a score of 64-55. The guys completing the sweep as they beat Morningside in the second contest by the score of 80-71. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.